Brian.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony.
What unites us as Americans is far greater than what divides us.
House Speaker John Boehner putting politics aside as Republicans and Democrats cheer the mission that killed Osama bin Laden. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, Dave, it was a standing ovation for the president last night at a White House dinner for congressional leaders. President Obama looking to use the victory as perhaps a springboard for more.
It is my fervent hope that we can harness some of that unity and some of that pride to confront the many challenges that we still face.
Perhaps a hint about the upcoming battles over the federal budget for next year. On Thursday, he goes to Ground Zero in New York to meet with relatives of 9/11 victims, Dave.
Rich, there are photos of a dead Osama bin Laden, and they're graphic. The U.S. is still mulling whether to make them public or to show a video of bin Laden's body being dumped at sea. Another question, what help did al-Qaeda's leader have hiding in Pakistan? Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
Dave, Pakistan's top leader commenting in the Washington Post, confirming that Pakistan did not know of the operation to kill bin Laden and denying that Pakistan had been harboring him. Asif al-Zardari saying that Pakistan has suffered the most at the hands of al-Qaeda and bin Laden. Zardari saying that he, too, suffered a great personal loss with the assassination of his wife and mother of his children, Benazir Bhutto. But analysts say credibility is strained with bin Laden found hiding in close proximity to Pakistan's top military academy. Dave?
Courtney, six Boy Scouts from Louisiana and two adult leaders are missing in Arkansas, stranded by rising water in a remote area, but Boy Scout official Art Hawkins is hopeful.
They're very strong and they're very confident in the adult leadership who are well-trained.
Authorities hope to search by air today. A levee on the Mississippi River blown up. On purpose, in Missouri, the Army Corps of Engineers intentionally breaking the levee, flooding farmland and about 100 homes to spare the town of Cairo, Illinois from being inundated. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The car of your dreams is now within your reach, literally. Take a look at that little blue OnStar button right up there on your rearview mirror. Well, now when you push it, you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. You don't even have to be a current OnStar customer. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you're eligible to win. Imagine yourself cruising down the boulevard in your Inferno orange Chevrolet Corvette, pulling up to work in a Cadillac CTS coupe, turning heads in your stylish new Buick LaCrosse, treading responsibly in the backcountry in your GMC Yukon Hybrid. The choice is yours. The OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes. Your dream car at the push of a button. There's no obligation. Just reach up and push it now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
You heard the news, you heard the sports, now read and review. Whatever we said, we've put it online. This is 1620 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Looking for great value? Subway restaurants have it. Make your everyday value sub a fresh value meal for only $5. Choose from one of many tasty subs. Veggie Delight, Meatball Marinara, Black Forest Ham, Spicy Italian, Cold Cut Combo, or BLT. Add chips and a 21-ounce drink to make it a fresh value meal for only $5. At Subway restaurants, we believe everyone can use great value. That's why we have the everyday value menu. For a limited time only, additional charge for extras excludes premium subs. Subway, eat fresh.
This May, the next featured $5 footlong of the month is the Orchard Chicken Salad Sub. With taste-terrific chicken, sweet apples, crunch-alicious celery, tasty golden raisins, and a tangy cranberry kick. All piled up on your favorite freshly baked bread. It's a bushel full of flavor, and it's joining our many $5 footlong favorites for a limited time only. So hurry in to sink your teeth into the Orchard Chicken Salad Sub, the featured $5 footlong of May. Subway, eat fresh.
Plus applicable tax, limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii. Additional charge for extras.
Here's a message, moms and dads. It's straight from our hearts. When you choose childcare, don't be in the dark. 'Cause when you drop us off and go to work in a big hurry, we want you to know we're safe so you don't have to worry.
Make sure your child care is state regulated so caregivers get criminal background checks and no CPR. Visit don'tbeinthedark.org, sponsored by the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services.
So don't be in the dark.
Exciting changes are coming to Bryan. The Bank and Trust will be opening its newest location at 2900 South Texas Avenue. Keep listening to this station for news about exciting promotions for our friends and customers. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
It's time. 70% of Texas voters believe it's time for a smoke-free Texas.
It's time to save Texas money and spend less money on tobacco-related health costs.
Everyone has the right to breathe smoke-free air in the workplace.
It's time for a smoke-free Texas.
So call your legislator at 1-888-NOW-I-CAN and tell them you want a smoke-free Texas.
A smoke-free Texas will save us more than $200 million a year by reducing exposure to secondhand smoke.
Making Texas workplaces smoke-free will save money and lives.
So call your legislator at 1-888-NOW-I-CAN. That's 1-888-669-4226. And tell them it's time for a smoke-free Texas.
This is legislative advertising contracted for by Christopher Hansen, President, American Cancer Society, Cancer Action Network.
WTAW News Time, 6:06, 51 degrees right now at the studios. High today about 71. Another pleasant day as we enjoy some relief from the very summer-like temperatures we had late last week. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this first look at news. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The death of Osama bin Laden took the cooperation of four U.S. agencies. Dave McIntyre of the Integrative Department of Homeland Security at Texas A&M compared the victory to a failed rescue mission in Iran more than 20 years ago.
And at that point is when the United States Congress, not the military, interestingly enough, began the drive toward a joint operation command. And it culminates these decades later, after hard work by many people, with a Navy SEAL team repelling out of Army helicopters covered by Air Force assets working for the CIA. It took us a long time to put this together, and Godspeed to the guys who've been working on it.
McIntyre also supported the decision to kill bin Laden and dispose of his body at sea.
There will be people later who say, oh, like Robin Hood, he's still alive. They just said he was dead. We don't have any proof. Show us the body. There will be those people. Then, on the other hand, if we displayed the body and said, everybody come take a look, do your own DNA, and they say, oh, well, now you haven't been respectful to the religion and to the individual. So there's no perfect solution. I would be very surprised if we do not have strong evidence, DNA, photographs, and so forth, which can be used to for anybody who says, no, no, this never happened.
McIntyre says politics was the biggest hurdle to overcome, saying Congress had to pull money out of each military branch to pay for the special operations team that carried out the mission that ended with bin Laden's death. Nearly a year and a half ago, the life of a College Station police officer was forever changed by an accused drunk driver. A Brazos County jury has been picked in the trial of a Houston woman charged with intoxication assault. Prosecutors say 23-year-old Alex Ford was under the influence while driving a Maserati in the Northgate area at 60 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. A short time later on Eagle Avenue between Longmire and Victoria, the car hit a stopped patrol car head-on. Officer Tracy Sheets was trapped in the cruiser and had to be removed. Sheets, who was critically injured, returned to light duty last August, 8 months after the crash. Ford and two passengers were also hurt. If convicted, Ford could get up to 10 years in prison. The city of College Station is attempting to manage new technology. If you have a smartphone, you can go online to cclickfix.com. Planning and Zoning Director Bob Cowell says the website provider lets you report code enforcement problems, among other things. During a presentation at the last city council meeting, Councilwoman Janet McMillan was concerned about the Big Brother effect.
Some people get angry with their neighbors, and rather than taking the time to deal with them, the instant gratification of social media or whatever gives you an opportunity to react rather than respond. And my concern with that is just that, you know, the public acceptability. Is it too much intervention in the lives of basic citizens?
Cal says McMillan's concern is an issue with 25,000 cities the web provider has created.
We think by us having involvement in it, we'll be monitoring it regularly enough to try to catch those kinds of abuses of it and be able to catch those. Because, yeah, I mean, you want to make sure that it's being used as a positive tool. And if it's not, taking those immediate actions. And then long term, if it continued to have that be a problem, then that's time to reevaluate. Is it really doing what it's supposed to do?
Cal says cclickfix.com is a service that will be there regardless of the city's participation. Attorneys for a condemned inmate, or for condemned inmate Kerry Kerr, are trying to keep him from becoming the first Texas prisoner executed with a new drug.
Barring a last-minute stay of execution, 46-year-old Kerr is set to die in Huntsville for the rape and murder of a woman near Fort Worth 10 years ago. Michelle Lyons with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice comments on today's scheduled execution.
This will be the first execution that we would carry out with pentobarbital, which we adopted earlier this year.
Texas had to switch to the controversial pentobarbital as one of the three drugs in the lethal injection process because of a nationwide shortage of a sedative previously used. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
And the top University of Texas System Region is suggesting increasing undergraduate enrollment by 10% each year for 4 years and cutting tuition system-wide by about half. The Austin American-Statesman reports Regents Chairman Gene Powell proposed the goals in an April 7th memo. A system spokesman says the document was shared only with Regents Vice Chairman and a few system executives for discussion only. No action by the UT Board is scheduled. WTAW News Time, 610, 50 degrees right now. Your forecast is coming up next. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Paid for by Stansbury & Associates Investment Research.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself.
You can find the video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 612. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Go to 268. You can call them at 268 Roof or go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Any light showers or sprinkles will dry up and diminish across the entire listening area this morning, and eventually some sunshine will move in. Temperatures are going to be close to 75 this afternoon. We're clear to partly cloudy tonight. We'll have lows very close to 50. Tomorrow, sun's in the forecast. High temperatures will be up around 80 tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow night, a few clouds, lows 50 to 55. It'll be sunny and pleasant during the day. Thursday, highs near 80. Really not much in the way of rain in the forecast through the end of the week. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Aggie baseball team will play 5 straight non-conference games starting tonight in San Antonio, where they'll take on the Roadrunners at Nelson Wolf Stadium. We will talk about that. The Big 12 champion A&M men's tennis team will get their NCAA marching orders, and they're hoping they don't have to march very far. They're hoping to host a first and second round. We will talk about that. And Gerard Johnson, the number one overall pick in the draft yesterday, the UFL draft. He's going to Hartford to play football. We got that and more coming up in sports.
So
he gets paid $10.50 an hour, I think. Yeah.
Got that warehouse job going.
Yeah.
So So we're going to get all those pesky rain showers out of here, huh?
Oh, yeah.
It'll
boy,
be all
what
dried
a,
up by this morning.
Boy, what a drencher we had last night.
Yeah.
By golly. I came out of the auction last night about 10:30, and I just had to run to the car.
Well, there were apparently portions of the county that did get some
that
rain.
That did get some significant rain?
Well, I don't know about significant, but they got some rain as opposed to the sprinkles.
You
and
boys,
anything.
You'd complain if we hung you with a new road.
No, not at all. I just...
Well, my driveway...
We need rain. Oh, we're getting rain. It's not enough.
No,
well, my driveway was wet when I got home, so I got some. I don't know how much.
My patio was not, and but it was kind of chilly last night or yesterday afternoon.
Oh, man. You know, when I came to work yesterday, it was kind of cool out. But then when I left at, 9:02, it was even colder out yesterday.
It was burr.
It was burr.
Anyway. So, Chase, thanks for sitting in for a couple of days. I appreciate that. So since I've been gone, I thought that we should start the show with a joke.
Okay. Yeah, well, we've missed that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that what I'm supposed to say,
yeah.
Chase?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
It helps him feel better.
Yeah, that's right. That's
I was just thinking that for the second time, Scott's been gone when a major news story
happened. Yeah, I'm kidding. Maybe I need to be gone more often.
Every time Scott leaves, something huge takes place.
Yeah. So there you are.
Got a hurricane and Bin Laden kaputted.
Yeah. So, did we make the mistake here on the station saying Obama when we meant Osama?
Oh,
because
no.
How many times did I hear that?
Yeah.
I mean, I heard that from professional journalists.
Yeah, unlike people like us who get paid to talk, right?
Yeah.
We could have done a better job than Geraldo did Sunday night.
Really?
But you know what? An untrained, unhousebroken dog could have done a better job than Geraldo did Sunday night.
Has he trimmed his mustache?
No. Okay. No. Right. And he's an idiot.
Well,
no.
He is an idiot. You're
God,
right.
God, no telling what's in that mustache.
But once again, they let him do that. And it's interesting. I don't have the numbers in front of me. We'll talk about them later. Once again, when a hard story breaks, people find CNN. They leave Fox and they find CNN.
CNN took Fox to the woodshed Sunday night.
I think they did. Well, I know they did. I was listening to them coming back yesterday. And, the Wolfster had the Pakistani ambassador on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that anybody else had that. Fox is a mile wide, but they're an inch deep in a lot of places. And that's surprising to me. That's kind of how I figure. That's how I define my knowledge. So that's
funny.
A mile wide and an inch deep.
I've defined myself the exact same way. So.
I think that's who we are. Hey, so here we go. It's time for our joke.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. So a maiden...
That was discomforting right there.
A maiden was renowned throughout the kingdom for her beauty.
Oh, yeah.
One of those fairy tale things.
It's a maiden joke.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since we've had one.
It's just a story.
A good maiden joke.
It's just a story. Yeah. It's not a joke. It's just a story.
Oh, it's a little limerick.
Yeah, so one day... No.
Once was a maiden from... No.
Anyway, so one day the queen learned of this maiden. Being envious, she threw the maiden into a dungeon.
I'd say it's a laugh riot so far.
Yeah. It is. And the queen made her wear ugly, ugly dresses.
What a mean queen.
Yeah. So every day she saw knights riding past. So each day there was a knight.
Knights every day.
Yeah.
You know what, Jay? This is going to be one of those word jokes. You
think
know?
So? A little play on words?
Yeah, one of those little play on words. I can see it set up right now. Yeah.
So there's the maiden in the dungeon, and she would call out to the knights as they would go by. Yeah. She called for help.
What'd
she
say?
Hey, help! They were repulsed, however, by her dress.
Oh.
Eventually she realized...
She was hot, but the dress wasn't.
Yeah.
She realized no knight would rescue a damsel in this dress. Thank you. Thank you.
Told you.
Beyond awful. I mean, just.
Just really.
Terrible. Good grief.
Terrible.
Info.
Mason.
Yeah, that was terrible.
It cost me nothing. It was a free joke.
Yeah, but it's 5 minutes of our life.
We didn't charge for it.
Hey, I had to write it down. Okay. Then, you're going too fast. Slow down. And then what happened?
Ah, they'll love it.
And fitness just got better. Aerofit is proud to announce we have two new locations called Aerofit Express to better serve you. These two new clubs, formerly Anytime Fitness Centers, are located at Wellborn Road near Southwest Parkway and in the Target Shopping Center in Bryan near the Highway 6 bypass. You can work out 24/7 at the new Aerofit Express clubs. Join any Aerofit now and get all four clubs for the price of one. So you can work out at any Aerofit Express 24/7 and get all the services of the original Aerofit clubs, including swimming, racquetball, tennis, and basketball. Wow! A four-for-one special. Great locations, the most in facilities, the friendliest staff, and all at a great price. Why would you go anywhere else? Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at aerofitclubs.com and request more information on all of Aerofit's great fitness locations and this great four-for-one special. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthier you. Aerofit!
Hey, 619, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It is May the 3rd, and happy birthday to you if it's your birthday today.
Now. I was gone at the end of Administrative Assistance Day on Friday, so, I mean, how did we do?
That was last Wednesday.
Well, Wednesday was the day. I'm sorry, it was the entire week.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, I wonder how we did. Did we take care of all the administrative assistance that we have here?
Sure.
Sure. Okay.
Because today, by the way, is national.
Yeah.
It's interesting. You have administrative.
Bought him a pail of popcorn, put them in the break room.
Yeah, <right. laughs>
it was left over from Christmas.
Yeah, some three flavors.
Somebody brought cake balls from the night before or something like that.
Perfect. So. Now, it's interesting. We have administrative assistance week, but we only have a national teachers day.
Ah.
Whew.
Yeah.
It's also Lumpy Rug Day.
I remember
I remember him.
Yeah.
He had that morning kid show.
Yeah. He was hysterical.
Yeah. Until that one unfortunate show. Yeah. And, you know,
he told that joke about a damsel in this dress.
That's right. Yeah.
It was all downhill from there.
Yeah. Old Lumpy Rug.
It's also a
heck of a mugshot, though.
It's Public Radio Day.
Really?
Oh, well, excuse me. Hang on. And we'd like to welcome everyone to the show this morning.
We're about to tell you some inane story that's going to take 7 minutes.
Because after all, we don't have commercials.
That's right. And,
but if you want to donate, please call now.
Right.
That's right.
Yeah. And it's peril.
But if you'd like 18 spots on the local station, you could bid for it tonight. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I dreamed about that last night. Excuse me. Yeah. It's all coming back to me.
Yeah, it is.
Chase, you'll be doing that tonight.
They're going to hit you Wednesday.
Yeah. Right? That's true. Yeah,
it's
there you
a go. Paranormal day.
Ah,
I mean, you could feel that coming, couldn't you?
That's right. Yeah. You all got a pair of normal dogs, you know, right?
All right, here we go.
Okay, it's Pete Seeger's birthday.
Is it?
Yeah, Pete Seeger.
Is he still alive?
He's still alive,
man.
Playing that banjo and 92 years old today.
Alive.
There you go. Ann B. Davis.
Oh, she's still alive too,
Alice.
Huh?
Yeah. Since you're the Brady Bunch, whoever wrote this is too young to remember when she was on the Bob Cummings show.
Okay, well, you're almost the only one around.
Heard the Bob Cummings show.
Oh, see, there you go. 85 years old, Ann B. Davis. She lived or grew up in San Antonio, as a matter of fact, so had to throw that in. Singer Frankie Valli of the Four Seasons is 77 years old today.
And is that the point where he'd hurt himself?
Yeah, I guess so.
That Jersey Boys thing, he gets.
Yeah,
he
probably gets a little coin every time that plays somewhere, doesn't he? Yeah. Greg Gumbel, the sports announcer.
What?
No, I just remember someone, you know, stand up comedian one time saying, you know, something about, you know, quoting Frankie Valli's "Walk Like a Man." He said, "Hey, Frankie, why don't you sing like a man?"
Yeah, very nice. There you go.
Greg Gumbel, the sports announcer. He's the non-annoying brother.
Uh-huh.
He's 65 years old today. Singer Mary Hopkins is 61 years old. And Christopher Cross, the singer, is 60 years old today. Last week we had a Zac Brown Band member. We got another one today. John Hopkins, the bassist, is 40 years old.
Oh, got a hospital named after him.
Yeah, there you go. An actor.
In a school.
Yeah.
You're right. Actor Dulé Hill, he was on the West Wing. He's 36 years old today. Let me see. That's list A. Nope, he's not here anymore. James Brown, is he dead yet? Yeah.
He's dead, just not buried.
Yeah, he's still not buried. They still haven't settled his estate.
That's right. He'd have been 78 years old today, and that's all I got.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrating 76 biggins today.
Uh-huh.
Ron Popeil.
No kidding.
Yeah. I mean,
Mr. Peel.
Put him in the corner, set him, and forget
him. Ah.
Fear of going to the dentist. It invades your life and doesn't let go. Over the years, cavities lead to pain, missing teeth, constant bad breath. Soon, not smiling becomes a way of life. Relationships, job promotions, and confidence often suffer as a result. Life slips by, and you feel you have nobody to confide in. Dr. Reese understands, and now there's help. It's called Sedation Dentistry, and it can change your life. Learn more at drreese.com.
It's Caldwell Country's fourth annual Super Main Blowout event. We're on inventory overload and all 2011s must go to make way for the 2012. Check out the inventory of over 200 new and used vehicles. Cars, trucks, vans, SUVs. Huge selection and huge savings. Hurry in to the Super May Blowout event. Highway 21 East in Caldwell. 567-1500 or online at CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country. Just a conversation away.
Watching your wallet, I'm Jennifer Kashinka. High-tech products make it easier than ever for globetrotting business people to cut deals from practically anywhere. Yet there's still one huge stumbling block, smartphones. Vital call drops and eye-popping telecom charges pile up quickly. Roaming rates for phone calls and access to email vary widely from country to country, easily jacking up bills. Certain phones work only in some regions and not in others. The Journal's Roger Chang says the first thing you want to do is talk to your carrier.
Each situation is unique. You might need data, you might not. There are things that they can do to switch plans out or at least make things a little bit more affordable. You might end up paying more either way, but you may not pay as much as if you just sort of went on your own.
To dodge outsized data fees, disable the data portion of your connection on your smartphone. Watching Your Wallet, sponsored by GEICO. They've been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. See how much you could save online at GEICO.com or over the phone at 1-800-947-AUTO. I'm Jennifer Kishinka at the Wall Street Journal.
Indy Glass Company is the glass company in the area that can meet all of your auto, residential, and commercial glass needs. From windshield repair or replacement to shower enclosures, mirrors, broken windows, and new commercial construction, Indy Glass is the glass company to call today. Indy Glass will file insurance claims and has free mobile service. Indy Glass Company, 3900 South Texas Avenue at the Rock Prairie Road exit in College Station. Call 695-8676.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, this is a great moment. Osama bin Laden is dead. And you know what? We've got to stop and praise our brave men and women, the many that have worked over the years. Some have given their lives. Some have been suffered great harm as they protect and defend liberty and freedom against this maniacal tyranny. Now, this is the U.S. Naval Academy when the cadets were told of the news.
They reported it was six Navy SEALs.
The best America has to offer.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today. Right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 2 to 5 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
For my Stansbury & Associates Investment Research.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself.
You can find the video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica, the number 44.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com.
Mom taught me a lot about growing up. She taught me about anticipation.
Just wait until your father gets home.
How to become an adult.
If you don't eat your vegetables, you'll never grow up.
She taught me about genetics.
You're just like your father.
But most of all, she helped me grow into the person I am today.
This year for Mother's Day, give mom what she needs. The gift of relaxation from Riviera Salon and Day Spa. Call 693-0350 or visit RivieraDaySpa.net.
Molly Maid has the ultimate gift for Mother's Day, a Molly Maid gift certificate. This year, give her the gift that makes the whole house shine. Flowers and candy are great, but a Molly Maid gift certificate is something mom will appreciate. Molly Maid gift certificates are the gift of time and relaxation. Find out what Molly Maid can do for that special woman in your life this Mother's Day. Call today, 979-693-7700. That's 979-693-7700. Or buy online at mollymaid.com. Happy Mother's Day from all of us at Molly Maid.
Hey, good morning. It's 628 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center. Hope you got some rain last night. We've got sunny skies today with a high temperature of about 71. Winds out of the north at 10 to 15. In fact, we may have some gusts up to about 25 miles an hour tonight. 44 for a low. That'll be refreshing, won't it? Tomorrow, high's 81. Winds start coming out of the east and then back down to about 50 for a low temperature on Wednesday night. Balance of the week, we probably won't make 90, being the low to middle 80s, and lows each night probably in the upper 50s, and a slight chance of showers toward the end of the week. Right now, humidity is 86%. Winds are from the north at 17, gusts up to 28. We got a little chill factor, in fact. 47 is the chill factor. With overcast skies, it temps 52.
Sitting in the drive-through line waiting for your hamburger is costing you a lot of money in wasted gas. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
Japanese beetles, emerald ash borers, and aphids prevent those nasty little bugs from nibbling away at your trees and shrubs with Ortho Bugbegone year-long tree and shrub insect control. It kills damaging insects with one easy treatment and provides systemic protection to prevent new infestations for up to 12 months. Enjoying your beautiful yard is easier when you show the bugs there's a new sheriff in town with Ortho Bugbegone. Buy it today at your independent garden center and hardware store.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
You really can improve your car's gas mileage.
First thing you can do actually costs nothing, and that is tighten down your gas cap. Last year, 147 million gallons of gas evaporated because of broken, missing, or loose gas caps.
Lauren Fix, spokesperson for the nonprofit Car Care Council, says checking your tire pressure once a month is really important.
But there are a few secrets to that. The first thing is you always want to check your tire pressure when it's cold. So in the morning, give yourself an extra 5 minutes to check your tire pressure. The second part of the secret is to use the number that's inside your driver's door. The reason you don't want to use the number that's on the tire is that tire may fit a dozen different vehicles that all have different handling characteristics.
You can really save money on gasoline by not waiting in drive-through lines for food and drinks. Instead, turn off the car and go inside, because when you're sitting in that line, you're getting 0 miles to the gallon.
And if you sit in line for longer than 2 minutes, which many of us do when we're going through those drive-thrus, you'll watch your fuel economy gauge, if you have one, drop by half a mile to the gallon every 2 minutes. Unless you've got a hybrid vehicle, you're better off pulling into a parking spot.
And Lauren says using your cruise control will save you money.
That is a great way to maintain the proper speed. When your vehicle maintains a consistent speed rather than speeding up and slowing down, it'll absolutely improve your fuel economy, especially on the highways. Not as easy to use on the streets, but on the highways it'll definitely make a difference.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time, 6:32, 50 degrees right now at the studio, 71 for a high today. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by Mia's on Main. For windows beyond measure and more, it's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Good morning, I'm Chase Murphy. American politics played a major role in the death of Osama bin Laden. Dave McIntyre of the Texas A&M Department of Integrative Homeland Security says Congress had to pull money out of each military branch to pay for the special operations team.
Because every year the services would get to the end, they're short money. They take money from the joint command and put it into their, what we call big army, big navy. The navy would rather have ships than SEALs. The army would rather have tanks than special operations helicopters. And so it's a very difficult, dicey situation to cordon enough money, especially in a reducing budget, to make sure you build the capabilities like this. They're special, they're expensive, but boy, did they pay off this time.
McIntyre supported the decision to kill bin Laden instead of capturing him alive.
Can you imagine if he had been held someplace and we'd had a public trial? And this is one of those things like if Hitler had stayed alive at the end of the war, he'd simply have been a source for other radicals and to generate around him. So there's no perfect solution. I think the administration's made a very good call in this particular case.
McIntyre also supported of disposing of bin Laden's body at sea. You can hear the full interview with Dave McIntyre online at WTAW.com. A jury has been selected in the Brown Brazos County trial of a Houston woman accused of drunk driving when her sports car struck a College Station police car. The crash in January of last year resulted in serious injuries to Officer Tracy Sheets, who was pinned inside her patrol car. Two passengers were also hurt in the Maserati driven by 23-year-old Alex Ford. The collision on Eagle Avenue between Victoria and Longmire was shortly after police reported Ford driving 60 miles an hour in the Northgate area. Ford, who was charged with intoxication assault, has been free on bond since her arrest shortly after the wreck. If convicted, Ford faces up to 10 years in prison. Sheets returned to light duty last August. The list is 25,000 cities and growing, where a web provider allows anyone with a smartphone to report code enforcement problems. City of College Station is adapting the service called cclickfix.com. Planning and Zoning Director Bob Cowell says the service will be there regardless of the city's participation.
There are 25,000 communities that are identified by the web vendor, the vendor that's taking care of this independent of us. And when we actually started looking at this system, there were people already loading complaints to the City of College Station on there, assuming we were actually using it. And so even if we had no involvement in it, you still would have that potential possibility.
For those without smartphones, Cal says complaints can still be reported in more traditional ways.
We have a work order system in the city that's behind this that Chris had mentioned. You know, it's going to the code officer, and in whatever form we get it, whether it's through an email, a walk-in, a drive-by, a C-click-fix, or any of those kinds of things, that's getting entered into our work order system and generating that work order and tracking that so that we go through that. So behind the scenes, it'll be treated like any other case.
Currently, College Station is processing code enforcement complaints through the cclickfix.com service. There are a few new ideas on how to move rainy day fund money around or even spend less of it in the Senate budget plan. Robert Wood has details on that from Austin.
Senators are trying to figure out a way to gain consensus on a budget plan, with one of the big sticking points being spending more rainy day fund money. There are now a couple of ideas that would change the way that money is spent, or maybe not spend as much. One is to move the rainy day money out of the main budget and put it in the bill to close this year's deficit. Bryan Republican Steve Ogden says that's worth considering.
With respect to that discussion, I would like to postpone it till we get to the floor.
That could be Wednesday. Another idea is to make some spending contingent on higher tax revenues because of high oil prices and an improving economy rather than spending rainy day fund money. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And Texas senators took another step toward passing a requirement that doctors conduct a sonogram before performing an abortion. The most controversial aspect of the bill approved Monday is a 24-hour waiting period between the procedures unless the woman lives more than 100 miles away. Republican State Senator Dan Patrick says the bill will give women information about the procedure they want performed. Opponents say it's designed to intimidate and traumatize women seeking an abortion. The legislation has been bouncing between the House and Senate as lawmakers work out a final version. WTAW News Time is 6:36, 50 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Mia's on Main. More news at 7 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi there. Mia with Mia's on Main here. Each year I get tons of calls for plantation shutters. But let's face it, they can be expensive. Until now. For a limited time, we're offering plantation wood shutters installed for only $18 per square foot. These quality wood shutters are custom, providing insulation, light control, and timeless beauty. Whether you're looking for custom shutters, draperies, bedding, blinds, or shades, trust your decor to Mia's on Main.
Mia's on Main, 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center.
Have you heard? Brenham National Bank has gone mobile. That's right. You can access all your Brenham National Bank accounts from your smartphone. Just go to www.bnbank.mobi and see how easy it is. That's www.bnbank.mobi. Try it. We think you'll like it. Don't have an account with Brenham National Bank? Come to one of our three convenient locations in Brenham, College Station, or Chapel Hill, and we'll help you find an account that best fits your needs. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC. We make banking easy.
Howdy, Coach Gary Blair inviting you to a celebration dinner and silent auction presented by Mac Resource Computers on Thursday, May the 5th at the Tap. Benefiting Special Olympics and other charities. Go to GaryBlairGolf.com for more information. The doors open at 6, and $10 will get you dinner, drinks, and the silent auction. Special thanks to Chili Fest, Mac Resource, Chevron, Outback Steakhouse, CC Creations, Jack Hillier Distributing, and News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, this is Erin Gage with CC Creations. Building better relationships with our customers, our community, and our employees is what we strive for at CC Creations. the largest custom screen print and embroidery operation in Texas. Every year, we utilize the multimedia components of the Best of the Brazos campaign, not only to showcase our products and services, but to reach out to the community. We are grateful to have received top honors in the Best Custom Clothing category since 2001. Consider giving your company a marketing boost. Call Sam Jones at 695-9595.
Hey, let's check some weather. Brought to you this morning by the folks at Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
We are really having a difficult time getting any rain into the region.
Yeah,
heavy
no
rain,
kidding.
Which was over the central part of the state, headed up into Missouri, exactly where they don't need it overnight. Where we need it, unfortunately, the showers have been dying out. They'll continue to do so this morning. Eventually, we'll turn partly sunny, highs near 75. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 50. Partial sun near 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 50 to 55. And it's mostly sunny, pretty close to 80 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
We've got some high school baseball playoffs tonight with the Taps League. Both Brazos Christian and St. Joseph Eagles will be playing their playoff games. The Aggie baseball team is in Santonia to take on the Roadrunners tonight at 6 o'clock. We'll talk about that. The NBA and Major League Baseball and more coming up in sports.
So there you go. So I was kind of off the grid yesterday and didn't find out about the Bin Laden thing until, I don't know, about 7:30 in the morning.
And, really?
Yeah. Well, just, you know.
Yeah, you were.
Didn't have the computer on or the TV or any of that.
You didn't
stuff,
have your cell phone either because I texted
yeah,
you
I,
all
I,
on
yeah.
on Sunday
yeah.
evening.
Yeah, I saw it mm-hmm. when I turned my cell
you
on
turned
about
your cell on,
11
right.
o'clock yesterday morning.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, yeah, there you go. Certainly. Yeah, sure. Found yeah. out about that.
There you go.
But anyway, but among the things that I wish I had seen more of was all I saw was a little 30-second video clip from the Mets-Phillies game.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know, where the crowd started chanting.
USA.
I thought that was pretty cool.
In the ninth inning.
Yeah.
And, you know, they got to celebrate it a lot longer because the game went 14 innings. So
yeah.
they got to do it for a long time.
But it's one of those things where, you know, just stuff was happening in the game and you heard it start in the stadium and the players
right.
and umpires didn't know what it was all about. So that was kind of fun.
It was.
That. Yeah. And,
yeah.
And in Philadelphia, no less.
Yes.
Where they booed Santa Claus.
They have done that before.
That's right. And last night there were a lot of, you know, with other games and arenas and hockey and all that kind of stuff, there were a lot of spontaneous salutes to military last night. I'll have a little story about that, as a matter of fact.
Well, you know, let's mm-hmm. hope we make the most of it.
Yeah.
And they said today that the president will visit Ground Zero in New York on Thursday. He'll be leaving town. White House also released photos taken in the Situation Room. Those were pretty interesting photos.
That mm-hmm. was, matter of, yeah, that's on the front page of our local Gazette
oh,
this
okay.
morning, as a matter of fact. And that's a pretty amazing photo. It really is.
There's some influential folks in that room.
Yeah. And, like there's Secretary Gates, who you can read his mind. He's saying June 30th, June 30th, June 30th.
Well, it's interesting also, I mean, to have another connection locally that Ryan Crocker now mm-hmm. will be going to Afghanistan. And that's, you know, obviously it's a different playing field now. I guess the United States is in an interesting situation because obviously the reports that we heard that the compound where he was living was, you know, a quarter of a mile down the road from basically, I guess, what would be the west point of Pakistan. And how could that kind of a compound be built without some sort of passing knowledge and interest from either the military police or the military themselves? Because I'm sure they probably don't ask questions or worry about people's rights. I mean, they get the information as they need it. So you have to believe there was some sort of support and just an opportunity for Obama to for Osama bin Laden to live there in security. So those are the folks who we have to depend on to help give us intel sometimes. Glad we obviously had some intel in place that we could do it ourselves. I heard something yesterday I didn't know, and that is that more terrorists have been killed and captured in Pakistan than any other country. So sometimes they do help, but, I mean, that entire region, we're going to have to call on their help. So we really, I guess, are in a situation that we can't smack Pakistan down as hard as some folks would like for us to. But
we're going to need their help at some time in the future. But it's for Ryan Crocker to be walking in there at this point, I'm sure, a game changer. And so the president said last night, he had a dinner last night with the bipartisan leaders of Congress. He said we need to harness the unity that we have right now and move on to take on other issues now that this is done. You boys have any other thoughts that you didn't share yesterday or since then?
We shared a lot of them yesterday.
Yeah, well, that's cool. That's great.
Rush yesterday started off his show. I couldn't tell where he was headed with this, but he started off his show quite complimentary of the president, and I couldn't tell whether he was tongue-in-cheeking it.
Right.
Or you know, but he's just sort of stuck with it and didn't turn on the president at all. So he sort of stayed with that theme of very complimentary of the president and how he went about it. And instead of just going in and just obliterating the entire compound and obliterating all evidence, you know, realizing that DNA would be needed, et cetera, and things like that. So that
I saw that they captured some of the DNA from Bin Laden's sister's brain,
mm-hmm.
and that's what they use to make sure on the ID. The story we have with Dave McIntyre is, and Dave McIntyre is an interesting guy, mm-hmm. and he
agreed on very short notice to go on with us live yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
We had him on live at 7:20.
Oh, wonderful. Oh, that's super. That is great.
Yeah, and we didn't do a Rush update yesterday, so we could do about 10 minutes with him.
No, that's cool. Once again, let's just plug locally owned radio stations, you know, where the mm-hmm. content is developed right here. It's kind of neat and to be able to have, and then to have people like Dave McIntyre available. But the stories you're having this morning, this cut you're having with him this morning about big army, big navy and how money has to be moved around for these things to be funded and then the cooperation of all the different military branches to make this happen is very interesting to find.
That was his idea. I mean, just to give our listeners a peek behind the curtain in the brief time that I had with him off the air before we went on the air yesterday morning, he said, "Can I make a suggestion?" I said, "Absolutely." He said, "Let's start off talking about how long it took to get to this point."
Mm-hmm.
And that's when he walked us all the way back to the failed mission with Carter, back during the Iranian hostage crisis. In the late 70s, and he said, then it was realized we need to get along better, because what happened was you had members from the varying services or the varying service branches that had not trained together, that did not work together, that did not really even know each other, and yet they were cobbled together and expected to carry out this mission, and it failed miserably.
Well, we heard after 9/11, we heard, and I hate to use the word jealousy, but there's some of that involved.
I think it's not inaccurate to refer to it as that.
I mean, there's some egos involved, there's some jealousy involved, and I think we can all remember the frustration when we found out the CIA wouldn't talk to the FBI and information was not generally shared. And I guess this gives us a look that in the military, to some extent, the same situation. You may learn to do things, but you didn't learn to do things together. And you're obviously the sum is greater than the parts. And by putting that together and having them work together, what a great success we know about. And if this is a success that we know about, we have to think that there must be some other options that they've got out there that they're working on right now with the same thing in mind. And, that was, I think, interesting to find out. And let's see. And Newt Gingrich has said, he says, Donald Trump, the Donald, is simply a character. He is not a real person that's running for president. Wow.
And Donald will have to respond.
Of course he will.
Oh, yeah.
We'll have to keep that going. And
notice turning the other cheek is not in his vocabulary.
That's right. I finished watching that White House correspondence thing, and when both Obama and Seth Meyer were really going after Trump, I mean, this guy was not cracking a smile. He was not amused at all.
He didn't have to show up.
No, you know, he didn't. He really didn't. He put himself in the camera's view.
Is he shocked? Is he shocked? But he's a great promoter. And Mitt Romney says he's not going to show up this Thursday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did we invite him for lunch?
Here. Remember, it's that big mm-hmm. Fox News Republican, South Carolina Republican candidates.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be like Tim Pawlenty and the campaign manager for Lyndon LaRouche, isn't
Buddy
it?
Buddy Romer, isn't it, from Louisiana?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they were promoting it yesterday on
were
Fox.
They?
Yeah.
That's going to be a
job. You know what? They have to. That's
they do. It's their, they probably, it's their property.
Somebody,
right?
Somebody may have bought it. So
they'll pay for the house. I mean, the venue will be full, but yeah, nonetheless, I don't know that we'll get any.
Yeah, they'll put box lunches in there for all the gummers from South Carolina to come in there and eat and hold a chair down.
Now is the time to get your swimming pool fixed, and the Pool Guy is there for you. The Pool Guy does pool renovations, including replastering, retiling, recoping, service and repairs, weekly swimming pool maintenance, parts, equipment, chemical sales. With over 26 years' experience, the Pool Guy gives you superior service, a full staff of qualified and friendly technicians, and quality products. Whether it's time to overhaul your swimming pool or you just need supplies, call the Pool Guy today, 575-6200. That's 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
It takes a lot of energy to run a small business, so when it's time to leave for the day, I'm ready to take the night off. Same goes for everything else in the shop. I turn off or unplug what I can after hours, and that alone saves me $1,500 a year. I guess I'm keeping the lights on just by turning them off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, May 7th, it's Managing Fish Populations in Farm Ponds. Learn how to manage fish numbers to get the most from your pond this week at Producers.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Insects operate in some really unusual ways. Take the twig girdler as an example. The large female beetle deposits her eggs in small twigs of pecans and elms and other shade trees. Then she moves back up the limb a few feet, and with razor-like mouthparts, she cuts through the bark and almost completely through the limb itself. What happens then? Well, we'll have details right after this message. For 25 years, gardeners in Texas have turned to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine as the definitive word in Texas horticulture. But even definitive words can get expensive, and so for the first time in 7 years, subscription rates for Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine will be going up. The good news is that you can get a new or renewal subscription at the old rate if you act very, very quickly. This offer is just about to expire. For a limited time, you can subscribe, new or renewal, at the 2005 rates. 1 year, $21.95, 2 years, $40.95, 3 years, $56.95. Our magazine began in 1987, and every story has been and will continue to be written by a Texas gardening authority. It's timely, it's reliable, and every story is written for your Texas landscape and your Texas garden. Again, call before the price goes up. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769. I was telling you about odd insects as we began the program, and the twig girdler and the lady insect, the big beetle, has laid her eggs out at the end of the twig. Then she's moved back up the twig, and she has girdled around and around. Eventually, the limb dies and breaks off and falls to the ground. The young twig girdlers live off the dead wood. They emerge to start the sequence over again. Now, knowing how that insect operates can help you control it. Sprayings aren't going to be much good, since the female actually doesn't eat the twig, and since she's around for such a short period of time while she's wringing the limb. You need to use instead a cultural control. Since the next generation of girdlers is there, you'll effectively remove all but the migrant ones that fly in the next season if you'll pick them up and burn them or run them through a grinder or send them off to the landfill. Leafcutter bees are equally unusual. The female bee flies through the garden looking for soft, succulent foliage. Roses, more often than not, are the prime targets. She cuts perfect semicircles from the edges of the leaves, almost like a giant paper punch. She then transports the cut leaf part back to her next building site, generally in a dormant faucet or a downspout. You'll see her damage to the leaves from the outset, but you'll eventually forget about it, and then one day in the future you'll turn on that faucet and out will blow all the accumulated debris. As with the twig girdler, little can be done to control the leafcutter bee. She's too transitory, and she doesn't actually feed on those leaves. Keep up a regular spray program for the roses. You'll lessen the problem. Otherwise, just stand back and marvel at nature, knowing that at least they won't kill the plants. Insect galls certainly don't rank as high forms of life, but they're definitely very, very common. In fact, they too have outsmarted our modern control tricks. Oaks and hackberries are most commonly hit, although pecans and cottonwoods are frequently bothered as well. The female adult insect stings the plant's leaves and twigs, laying her eggs in the process. The chemical reaction that occurs causes the plants to form abnormal growths around the injuries, almost like a human reaction to a mosquito bite. The only difference is that this disfigurement is permanent. Again, there's no chemical control for most gall insects. Dormant horticultural oil sprays applied in late winter will help with pecan phylloxera galls, but for the others, you just suffer through it. They don't do any harm. They disfigure only those leaves or twigs on which they are living. I'm Neil Sperry, Tropicals with a Twist in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Let's take a first look at your sports. It's 6:54, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. The Aggie baseball team will start a stretch of five straight non-conference games tonight in San Antonio, and non-conference has been the Aggies' bugaboo lately. They've lost four straight non-league games, including midweekers to Houston Rice, TCU, and Sam Houston. Tonight they'll be at Nelson Wolf Stadium to meet the UT San Antonio Roadrunners, where the runners of former Aggie player Sherman Corbett are struggling at 21-24 this year. First pitch tonight at 6 o'clock, and we'll be on the air at 5:30 for the pregame starting at 5:30 on 1620 right here. The Aggies are coming off a 3-2 win over Missouri that salvaged one game in that Big 12 series in Columbia that left the Aggies tied for the Big 12 lead with Texas. A&M will stay in non-conference next as they host Dallas Baptist Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday afternoon at Olsen Field. A&M freshman right-hander Derek Hadley will get the ball tonight in San Antonio against UTSA. A&M has won the last six over the Roadrunners in this, the 28th meeting between the two teams. We see this morning that former Texas A&M quarterback Gerard Johnson was the first player picked in yesterday's United Football League draft, chosen by the Hartford Colonials. The UFL is starting its third year of existence and includes the Colonials, the Las Vegas Locomotives, the Omaha Nighthawks, the Sacramento Mountain Lions, and the Virginia Destroyers. Former Aggie punter Justin Brantley plays for the Destroyers, and former A&M wideout Robert Ferguson plays for the Nighthawks. Former Bryan High running back Cedric Steptoe will be Johnson's teammate in Hartford. They're coached by former Houston Oiler head coach Jerry Glanville. In Major League Baseball, the Texas Rangers fell to Oakland yesterday afternoon in 10 innings, 5-4, while the Astros in Cincinnati were rained out in Cincy. Texas is at Seattle to start a series tonight, while Houston tries again with the Reds. In the NBA last night, the Dallas Mavericks start the Western Conference semifinals with a 96-94 shocker over the Lakers at the Staples Center. Dirk Nowitzki scored 28 points. Kobe Bryant's 36 points were not enough. Dallas trailed by five with 3:32 left, but finished the game with a 9-2 run, including Nowitzki's go-ahead free throws with 19 seconds left, followed by Bryant's turnover with 5 seconds left. Game two is tomorrow night in L.A. In the East, Atlanta topped the Bulls 103-95 in Chicago, with Joe Johnson scoring 34. They'll also play game two in Chicago on Wednesday. Tonight, Boston at Miami in Game 2 in the East with the Heat up 1-0, and Memphis at Oklahoma City with the Grizzlies up 1-0. The Taps League baseball playoffs start tonight for St. Joseph and Brazos Christian. The St. Joe Eagles will host Pasadena First Baptist at 7 o'clock, but that game will be in Mumford. The BC Eagles will host Brazosport Christian at Bryan Viking Field at 7 o'clock. The Bryan Vikings will start the baseball playoffs against Mesquite this weekend, while the third-ranked A&M Consolidated Tigers will meet DeSoto in the first-round series this weekend. The Big 12 tournament champion Texas A&M men's tennis team, along with the women's team, will find out their NCAA assignments today at a watch party with fans at the classroom at the Mitchell Tennis Center. It'll be on NCAA.com, with the women's field announced at 4 and the men at 4:30. Certainly the men are hoping to host a first and second round after winning the automatic bid and finishing with a dual match record of 27-5. They're headed to their 18th straight NCAA tournament. The women are counting on their 12th straight NCAA appearance. The NFL says it believes an appeal over the lockout can be readily resolved during the offseason. The NFL filed a brief with the 8th U.S. District Court of Appeals in St. Louis yesterday, arguing that the lockout should remain on hold permanently while the two sides hash things out in court. And that's your first look at sports. Good morning at 6:58. I'm Tom Turbeville for Atkinson Toyota, Madisonville, and Bryan. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, young lady. I'm here for an appointment with Mr. Green.
Dad, there's some guy here to see you.
Is your at-home office just not working for you? You deserve a prestigious business address. The Executive Suites offer month-to-month leases, perfect for a small business, from 100 square feet to 1,000 square feet, with access to a conference room, internet, printer, and fax. The Executive Suites on West Villa Maria next to Aerofit. Call 823-1920. The Executive Suites, 823-1920.
If you're looking for the best, and you should always be looking for the best, look no further than the Eye Care Center. I'm Dr. Belinda Dobson. At the Eye Care Center, our staff proudly offers the most cutting-edge technology in the Brazos Valley. With our highly specialized team of doctors and revolutionary equipment, it's easy to see why when people want the best in the Brazos Valley, they come see us at the Eye Care Center. Get the best service from the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. The Eye Care Center, 779-2020, or visit YourEyeCareCenter.com.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by the folks at Skyline Communications.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. President Obama gets a standing O. Cheered by Democrats and Republicans at a White House dinner with congressional leaders, the president in turn gave credit to Navy SEALs.
I want to again recognize the heroes who carried out this incredibly dangerous mission.
They not only hunted down and killed Osama bin Laden, they also got some key terror intelligence. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Dave, White House counterterrorism expert John Brennan says no single revelation led them to Osama bin Laden.
So this was a painstaking body of work that was done that was over the course of many, many years.
Now the electronics and computer hard drives that SEAL Team 6 took from the compound are at CIA headquarters, where experts will analyze and eventually act on the data. Brennan says in the long run, it's about quality, not the quantity of information, Dave.
Now, Rich, who in Pakistan knew bin Laden was hiding there? Pakistani leaders deny they did. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has this live.
Dave, Pakistan's president writing in an editorial in the Washington Post that Pakistan suffered the worst from bin Laden. He denies that Pakistan harbored bin Laden and confirmed that the government did not know of the U.S. operation that killed the al-Qaeda leader. Asif al-Zardari stresses that he has personally suffered with the assassination of his wife, Benazir Bhutto. Although he didn't refer to the fact that bin Laden was found almost next door to a top Pakistani military academy. Dave?
According, there may be hope finding six stranded Boy Scouts and two troop leaders in Arkansas. A local pastor says a helicopter may have spotted their campfire early this morning. The search started yesterday when the group didn't return to Louisiana as planned. A levee not just breached, but blown up in Missouri.
We made sure everybody was secure and they was out of the floodway at the time.
Mississippi County Sheriff Keith Moore. The Army Corps of Engineers blew up the levee to ease the flooding risk in an Illinois town, but to spare Cairo, they're flooding a lot of farmland and about 100 homes in Missouri. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Paid for by Stansbury & Associates Investment Research.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself.
You can find the video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
Hi, I'm Hal Hawkins, and I would like your vote for College Station City Council Place 5. This election is more than just an election. It's an opportunity. It's a chance for you, the people, to change the status quo and look towards a new generation of conservative leadership that listens to and involves you. The time has come for us to lower our utility bills, pay down our debt, and get rid of suffocating regulations and costly fees. I'm Hal Hawkins, and I would appreciate your support on May 14th. Paid for by the Hal Hawkins Campaign Fund.
I am Arthur Pinto, and I'm running for Place 3 College Station City Council. The best way to improve the tone of our local politics is to have a council that reflects our community's values. That's why I'm running. If you believe in small government, low taxes, reducing our debt, less regulation, and smaller utility bills, let's get to work together. I am Arthur Pinto, and I'm asking for your vote. Political ad paid by Arthur Pinto for City Council.
We were born in the heart of Texas, raised by Texas values. We're Texas taking care of Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
Spirit of Texas Bank is located in the Albertson Shopping Center on University Drive. Call 846-8000 or visit them on the web at spiritoftexasbank.com. Spirit of Texas Bank, Texans helping Texans.
Texas owned, Texas proud, the bank for Texans. Spirit of Texas Bank.
It's Caldwell Country's fourth annual Super Main Blowout event. We're on inventory overload and all 2011s must go to make way for the 2012s. Check out the inventory of over 200 new and used vehicles. Cars, trucks, vans, SUVs. Huge selection and huge savings. Hurry in to the Super May Blowout event. Highway 21 East in Caldwell. 567-1500 or online at CaldwellCountry.com. Caldwell Country. Just a conversation away.
WTAW News Time, 7:06, 50 degrees right now at the studios on our way to a high today of about 71. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. The death of Osama bin Laden took the cooperation of four U.S. agencies. Dave McIntyre of the Integrative Center for Homeland Security at Texas A&M compared the victory to a failed rescue mission in Iran more than 30 years ago.
And at that point is when the United States Congress, not the military, interestingly enough, began the drive toward a joint operation command. And it culminates these decades later, after hard work by many people, with a Navy SEAL team repelling out of Army helicopters covered by Air Force assets working for the CIA. It took us a long time to put this together, and Godspeed to the guys who've been working on it.
McIntyre also supported the decision to kill bin Laden and dispose of his body at sea.
There will be people later who say, oh, like Robin Hood, he's still alive. They just said he was dead. We don't have any proof. Show us the body. There will be those people. Then, on the other hand, if we displayed the body and said, everybody come take a look, do your own DNA, and they say, oh, well, now you haven't been respectful to the religion and to the individual. So there's no perfect solution. I would be very surprised if we do not have strong evidence, DNA, photographs, and so forth, which can be used for anybody who says, no, this never happened.
McIntyre says politics was the biggest hurdle to overcome, saying Congress had to pull money out of each military branch to pay for the special operations team that led to bin Laden's death. Nearly a year and a half ago, the life of a College Station police officer was forever changed by an accused drunk driver. A Brazos County jury has now been picked in the trial of the Houston woman charged with intoxication assault. Prosecutors say 23-year-old Alex Ford was under the influence while driving a Maserati in the Northgate area at 60 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone.
It was a short time later on Eagle Avenue between Longmire and Victoria. The sports car struck a stopped patrol car head-on. Officer Tracy Sheets was trapped in the cruiser and had to be removed. Sheets, who was critically injured, returned to light duty last August, 8 months after the crash. Ford and two passengers were also hurt. If convicted, Ford could get up to 10 years in prison. The city of College Station is attempting to manage new technology. If you have a smartphone, you can go online to cclickfix.com. Planning and Zoning Director Bob Cowell says the website provider lets you report code enforcement problems, among other things. During a presentation at the last city council meeting, Councilwoman Janet McMillan was concerned about a Big Brother effect.
Some people get angry with their neighbors, and rather than taking the time to deal with them, the instant gratification of social media or whatever gives you an opportunity to react rather than respond. And my concern with that is just that, you know, the public acceptability, is it too much intervention in the lives of basic citizens?
Again, that's Councilwoman Janet McMillan. Cal says McMillan's concerns, our concern, is an issue with 25,000 cities with which the web provider currently works.
We think by us having involvement in it, we'll be monitoring it regularly enough to try to catch those kinds of abuses of it and be able to catch those. Because, yeah, I mean, you want to make sure that it's being used as a positive tool. And if it's not, taking those immediate actions. And then long term, if it continued to have that be a problem, then that's time to reevaluate. Is it really doing what it's supposed to do?
Cal says cclickfix.com is a service that will be there regardless of the city's participation. Attorneys for condemned inmate Kerry Kerr are trying to keep him from becoming the first Texas prisoner executed with a new drug.
Barring a last-minute stay of execution, 46-year-old Kerr is set to die in Huntsville for the rape and murder of a woman near Fort Worth 10 years ago. Michelle Lyons with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice comments on today's scheduled execution.
This will be the first execution that we would carry out with pentobarbital, which we adopted earlier this year.
Texas had to switch to the controversial pentobarbital as one of the three drugs in the lethal injection process because of a nationwide shortage of a sedative previously used. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
And the top University of Texas System region is suggesting increasing undergraduate enrollment by 10% each year for 4 years and cutting tuition system-wide by about half. The Austin American-Statesman reports Regents Chairman Gene Powell proposed the goals in an April 7th memo. A system spokesman says the document was shared only with Regents Vice Chairman and a few system executives for discussion only. No action by the board is scheduled. WTAW News Time is 7:10. It's 50 degrees right now. This look at news is brought to you by Zwirneman Flooring. More news coming up at 7:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Leah with Zwirneman Flooring. By now you've probably heard about our warehouse fire, but we're still open for business in the same location. Zwirneman Flooring wants to thank all of our loyal customers for their continued support. At Zwirneman Flooring, we take pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. And we won't let a little warehouse fire get in the way of providing you with the best flooring the Brazos Valley has to offer. For all your flooring needs, call Zwirneman Flooring today at 776-2800.
Hello, I'm Sean Rhodes, and I'm running for College Station City Council Place 1. The City of College Station instituted a rental registration tax. This registration and tax is applied to single-family and duplex units that are not owner-occupied. We are told that this is to make code enforcement easier by identifying owners and residents. The pamphlet discussing this tax states that property owners do not need to provide change of tenant information to the city. College Station is a college town. That means we have a significant portion of our population that change location often. This annual registration is designed poorly and ultimately is a failure. Brazos County tax rolls identify property owners. College Station Utilities services the current residents. This tax is an added layer of government, increasing housing costs and expanding city staff, all based on a false premise. I ask, what is the benefit from this expense and regulation? Please vote for me. I'll work hard to remove unnecessary burdens from taxpaying College Station citizens. I am Sean Rhodes for College Station City Council Place 1, and I approve this message.
Political ad paid for by Sean Rhodes, Jenny Rovinelli, Treasurer.
Howdy, this is State Farm Agent Brenda Keith, serving the Brazos Valley for over 28 years. We live in a rapidly changing world, but some things never change. My staff and I are always prepared to help you and our policyholders during difficult times of loss and tragedy. We are your friends and neighbors. Thank you for voting us best insurance agent in the Brazos Valley for the past 6 years. Call us today to schedule an appointment so we can help you with your current insurance needs at 260-9734 or email me at brendakeith.com.
rest and fitness just got better. AeroFit is proud to announce we have two new locations called AeroFit Express to better serve you. These two new clubs, formerly Anytime Fitness Centers, are located at Wellborn Road near Southwest Parkway and in the Target Shopping Center in Bryan near the Highway 6 bypass. You can work out 24/7 at the new AeroFit Express clubs. Join any AeroFit now and get all four clubs for the price of one. So you can work out at any AeroFit Express 24/7 and get all the services of the original AeroFit clubs, including swimming, racquetball, tennis, and basketball. Wow! A four-for-one special. Great locations, the most in facilities, the friendliest staff, and all at a great price. Why would you go anywhere else? Call, click, or come by today, or look us up on the web at AeroFitClubs.com and request more information on all of AeroFit's great fitness locations and this great four-for-one special. Get yourself started on the path to a happier, healthier you. AeroFit
for life. Hey, good morning. It's 7:14, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
We are really having a difficult time getting rain into the region. Heavy rain, which was over the central part of the state, headed up into Missouri, exactly where they don't need it overnight. Where we need it, unfortunately, the showers have been dying out, and they'll continue to do so this morning. Eventually, we'll turn partly sunny, highs near 75. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 50. Partial sun near 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 50 to 55, and it's mostly sunny, pretty close to 80 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
In the NBA playoffs last night, both the road teams won, including the Dallas Mavericks over the Lakers. We'll talk about that. Got some baseball playoffs, including the Taps League. And we'll talk about Aggie baseball tonight in San Antonio. All that and more coming up in sports.
I told you that the Mavericks could win.
Yes. Those Lakers.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we need to have Dallas and Memphis playing.
Yeah. That's exactly what the networks want.
Yeah.
Especially Memphis. They need to get that critical Memphis market.
We do.
They can get that in Orlando. Oh, wait.
Well, Dallas wouldn't be bad. I guess that's a pretty big TV market, right?
Yeah, it is.
Right. Number five.
Absolutely. But, but right now it's what, Oklahoma City and Memphis?
Oklahoma City and Memphis.
I guess they got those two in the same bracket so they wouldn't have to worry about having a conference
playing later on, right?
Well, it's the NBA. They'll make sure the Lakers get there.
Yeah, that's true.
Fairly, of course.
Are we going to be in touch to find out if anybody's going to be carrying USL football or whatever that's called?
UFL? It's on Versus, I believe. Spike.
Oh.
One of the two. Oh. It's either Versus or Spike.
Well, we get that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we get Versus.
All right, that'll be fine.
We'll watch Gerard out there.
And we always wondered what happened to Jerry Glanville.
Yeah, he coached in the NFL, the Houston Oilers, right?
Yeah, well, but not now.
In the Atlanta Falcons.
Did some assistant coaching.
There we go. So the Wall Street Journal reports that, to nobody's surprise, many publishers scrambling to release as many books as possible on Osama bin Laden. Just getting those titles out there. Should be out in a week or two. Beyond Bin Laden, America and the Future of Terror from Random House. Wow, that's a major publisher. That's not one of your little bitty guys.
Yeah.
Another one, Peter Bergen, who recently penned The Longest War, The Ending Conflict Between America and Al-Qaeda, and SEAL Team 6, Memoirs of the Elite Navy SEAL Snipers by Howard Waspin, and that'll be St. Martin's Press.
Struck by the iron is hot, right?
Well, right. It's interesting. They're all being released first as e-books, which means they'll be available real quickly.
Well, they'll be on my Kindle.
It's a lot cheaper to do that, too. Mm-hmm.
Certainly.
You don't have to print paper.
Yep.
Yes.
It's there. People download it and get reading. It'll be they'll be fine.
I love it. I do that.
In addition to all of these things that are going on, be aware of online cyber scams. The website Security Daily News says that there are cyber criminals looking to cash in on the news. They will use spam messages, fake videos, and poison picture files. Phony news stories. A web security firm has already found one spam message claiming to have the real story behind the killing. Turned out to be a link to a window replacement ad. Be careful. Stories from sources that you have never heard of with that footage that they say they have. Then there are the fake videos as well. There's a Spanish language website that's got one of those. If you click it, you get a piece of malware downloaded, which gives them access to your computer. And then the poison pictures, online graphic images, can be triggered with a code to let cyber criminals hack your computer. Bottom line, if you don't know it, don't click on it.
Yeah.
Now, we were talking about this off the air, and you may have heard about the guy. Shoaib Athar is his name. He was the IT guy in Pakistan who was tweeting, according to USA Today, surprised to hear a helicopter hovering above his house at 1 in the morning, and he tweeted, and about 7 minutes later, he expressed more frustration because of the noise of said helicopter. At 4:09 local time, Athar suggests something bad may be happening outside the window. At 4:46, he jokes that he wants a giant fly swatter because the helicopter is making so much noise and it has to be stopped. And then he goes on to tweet about the return of the noise, the sound of blasts, interruption of power, downed helicopter, and a statement from President Obama. It finally dawns on him after a while that he, in fact, quote, now I'm the guy who live blogged the Osama bin Laden raid without even knowing it. He had 750 followers on his Twitter account when he started. Last count, he was at over 87,000.
Yeah, yeah.
And you were telling me he couldn't even operate anymore.
Well, because the way you can set up your Twitter account is you will get, and you don't have to do this, but I think you know I do, and most people do. You get an email message when someone decides to follow you, and with Twitter, you can set it up where you don't have to approve followers. Some people choose to do that. I don't. You can follow me and unfollow. I don't get a notification if you quit following me. I don't think they even offer that.
Because I
would email you back and be like, what did I do?
Yeah.
But this guy obviously has his account set up the same way, so he's getting those notifications saying that you know, so-and-so is following you now. And he was saying he should have set up a filter on his Gmail account to send those to a separate folder immediately because obviously his inbox was inundated.
Yeah, he was chuck full. Yeah. Wow. That's fun. Man. Anyway, so he's got 87,000 followers now. And now, what's he going to do to make money off the deal?
Yeah, yeah. How does he turn that into a...
I'm sure Oliver Stone and Michael Moore will collaborate on a movie to make sure the real story gets out there. So maybe they'll incorporate him.
Right.
As long as Oliver Stone's got a piece of it, you know it's got to be real. It's got to be real. It's kind of an aside. Massachusetts United States Senator Scott Brown tells the Boston Globe he'll be heading to Afghanistan for his annual National Guard training.
Oh.
He's a lieutenant colonel in the Massachusetts Army National Guard. Deployment likely will last 2 weeks. Doubtful he'll be deployed to a war zone. No kidding? Mm. Really? That'd be like a news...
That's right.
News shocker. Yeah, he probably won't be doing that. And let's see. Oh, and then I'd mentioned this just a little while ago. The White House says that it has made no decision on whether to release photographic proof of the death.
The Homeland Security guy was, yesterday was... In the White House,
I think it's John Brennan who's counterterrorism.
Yeah, counterterrorism, right? He and they asked him that question, which was an obvious question, and he was prepared for it, and he kind of ducked the question. You know, he said, "Hey, we're less than 24 hours from this operation." He was pretty much saying he didn't know. You know, so.
And again, to kind of expand on what we mentioned, when Bin Laden was shot dead by the Navy SEALs, U.S. operatives had DNA samples from his family members ready with which they could ID the corpse. ABC News reporting the DNA was from the brain of Bin Laden's sister, who was said to have died of cancer at Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston. The hospital there denies that his sister was there or that the FBI requested any of that. So,
well, he did have 53 siblings from whom they could have obtained a sample.
Very true. Very true. So there you are. And speaking of
you
young...
You think, though, that... I mean, what do y'all think? I mean... Does the picture have to be released?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I
believe
sure,
eventually, I believe it does. Yeah.
Well, yes. They do. They need to do that because otherwise, and I think Dave McIntyre talked about this, I mean, there are always going to be people, no matter what goes on, that will be conspiracy theorists.
Oh, yeah. It'll be like Obama's birth certificate, why doesn't it get released? That kind of thing.
Well, and except for those of us who think Elvis is still alive.
Yeah.
You know, that's,
right.
We think
Tommy Lee Jones said in Men in Black, he didn't die, he just went home.
That's right. The nuts. So anyway, yeah, no matter what you do, you're going to have people who are going to be naysayers to that. But I think the more evidence you put out there, and again, the burial at sea means there can't be a shrine anyplace, the martyrdom will at least be minimized, hopefully.
Right.
See where that moves.
And, of course, the photograph, I don't mean to be modeling here, but the photograph certainly may not resemble the person that we've seen on the videos from, what, 12, 13 years ago.
Probably will be graphic.
Yeah. Right. Yes.
I don't know exactly where it is, but you can probably find it out on the Internet today, and that was the top 10 headlines yesterday in newspapers across the country, the way they expressed the news.
Yeah. Did you see the New York Daily News?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Kind of fun. Hello!
Hey, number bungalow, baby.
Elvis listening to the show again this morning. Again!
Yeah. Hi, this is Vanessa Gilry with Chateau Chic Salon and Spa. From now through May 8th, receive $10 off all facials, just in time for Mother's Day. That includes regular, mini, and signature facials. Call and book your appointment with me, Vanessa, at 703-8507. That's 703-8507. Chateau Chic Salon and Day Spa is located on Brothers Boulevard, just off Longmire. Don't forget the Mother's Day special. Receive $10 off all facials through May 8th at Chateau Chic Salon and Spa.
Whether you're considering replacing the windows in your existing home or building a new home and looking for a cost-effective and energy-efficient window, call Intercon at 823-3639. Intercon offers windows for both new construction and for replacement that easily beat the standard requirements for energy efficiency. Call or come by Intercon and let Oscar or Brad Beard show you how you can protect your most valuable investment by buying windows, which are among the very best available, yet extremely affordable. Intercon's replacement windows are installed by Intercon employees that work on windows every day. Call Intercon today for a free quote and no pressure. Keep your home energy efficient throughout the year. Let the fine folks from Intercon help you with all your window needs. Call Oscar or Brad Beard at Intercon today at 823-3639, 823-3639.
Howdy, I'm Red Cashin. You've probably heard a lot about the election to recall our mayor and council members. A recall is generally used when elected officials are accused of criminal or unethical behavior. This is not the case in College Station. This recall was started because a small group disagreed with a single vote. It's undemocratic, sets a bad precedent, and it's just not right. Vote against recalling our mayor and council members.
Political advertisement paid for by Citizens Against Recall.
Are you looking for home insurance from a company you can trust? A company that really knows Texas and has a long history of excellent service? Well, that company is Germania Insurance, a Texas company that knows how to protect you. In fact, Germania agents understand your home insurance needs because they are Texans. Germania has been insuring Texas homes and property for over 110 years. They have very competitive rates and great discount options. You'll get insurance coverage that you need for your home at a price you'll like. And when you insure your auto and life, you can take advantage of additional savings if you qualify. See for yourself why Germania is the insurance Texans trust.
Call Dexter & Company Insurance today at 764-8444 for all of your insurance needs. Dexter & Company Insurance.
Trust Germania.
I'm Timothy DeLisandro with SaveWauburn.org. Has this council represented your values? Some have argued that a recall is out of line. Instead of arguing on the merits of the council's recent actions, they ask you to dismiss your concerns because we asked for a referendum on those actions. We have called, as outlined in our charter, for your vote. Every election is a referendum on the values that will represent us going forward. This election is no different. You will either vote your values or you'll be voting someone else's. Has this council represented your values? Make no mistake, the current establishment is very concerned that you do not answer this question. Instead, they want you to ask yourself if this legal recall is proper. This election is your chance to make an institutional change in the direction of our council, to put it back on track. There's a very good reason why the status quo is concerned about your vote. Maybe they should be worried. Please vote yes on all three recall elections. Political ad paid for by SaveWauburn.org. Go vote. Early voting starts Monday, May 2nd and runs to May 10th.
Good morning, it's 727. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center. Sunny and a high temperature of about 71 today. Low temperature tonight around 44. We're going to continue to have north winds at about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Then tomorrow, 81 will be our high temperature. Low will be about 50. And we'll continue with those temps approximately. They'll rise a little bit as we move on through the week. The slight chance of showers this weekend. Right now, humidity is 89%. Winds are from the north at 15. Got a little wind chill factor at 46. We have overcast skies and 51 right now.
Great golf specials going on now. Hi, I'm Tim Metzer, golf professional at Bluebonnet Country Golf Course just outside Navasota. Come out to Bluebonnet any Monday through Thursday and play for a buck a hole. That's 18 holes of golf for only $18 plus tax. Be sure to mention this buck a hole special when you call to make your tee time. Call Bluebonnet Country Golf Course at 936-894-2207. Again, 936-894-2207 to reserve your tee time now.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Bianski at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Since President Obama did such a masterful job of taking credit for the death of Osama bin Laden at the hands of a small team of American military forces by making it a priority, let me acknowledge some others due credit. In the days after the 9/11 terror attacks, Pakistan was on the fence. They were afraid that joining us, hunting down al-Qaeda, would provoke Islamic radicals to attack them. President Bush offered Pakistan and others a choice in stark language. Over time, it's going to be important for nations to know that they'll be held accountable for inactivity, he said. You're either with us or against us in the fight against terror. Now, despite the assertion that hunting down bin Laden only became a priority under President Obama, our military and intelligence agencies destroyed al-Qaeda's top leaders in Afghanistan, Iraq, and Pakistan. The with us or against us tone established by President Bush earned him scorn from liberals here and around the world, but he never wavered, even when the war was overshadowed by domestic events like Katrina. The national security footing that Bush put in place was effective. The 9/11 attacks were the last large-scale terror attacks on America. Obama inherited the Bush structures, and to the chagrin of his base, he kept most of them in place. So thanks to all of you, from the Bush years until now, who keep us safe. You who devoted your careers and gave your lives laid the building blocks for the takedown of Osama bin Laden. We thank you.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Paid for by Stansberry & Associates Investment Research.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself.
You can find the video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica44.com. That's endofamerica44.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Bianski with BCR Realty. Mortgage rates at an all-time low, and the current real estate inventory is up. Now is an excellent time to buy real estate. If you or someone you know is looking to buy or sell a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust your real estate needs to an agent who truly cares about your needs. For friendly hometown family service, contact me, Jason Bianski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or visit me on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bianski.
Are you a business owner looking to offer your employees better benefits or more affordable options? ANCO Insurance is a leader in helping businesses find the best solutions for group health insurance and employee benefits. Our team will put together a comprehensive plan so you can attract the best employees and reduce your health insurance and benefit costs. We've been helping Texas businesses for over 135 years. For peace of mind and better benefit solutions, call ANCO today, 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 732, 50 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today, high in the lower 70s. We'll take a look at your forecast after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. St. Joseph It's your choice. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. American politics played a major role in the death of Osama bin Laden. Dave McIntyre of the Texas A&M Integrative Center for Homeland Security says Congress had to pull money out of each branch of the military to pay for the special operations team.
Because every year the services would get to the end, they're short money. They take money from the Joint Command and put it into their what we call Big Army, Big Navy. The Navy would rather have ships than SEALs. The Army would rather have tanks than special operations helicopters. And so it's a very difficult, dicey situation to cordon enough money, especially in a reducing budget, to make sure you build the capabilities like this. They're special, they're expensive, but boy, did they pay off this time.
McIntyre supports the decision to kill bin Laden instead of capturing him alive.
Can you imagine if he had been held someplace and we'd had a public trial? And this is one of those things like if Hitler had stayed alive at the end of the war, he'd simply have been a source for other radicals and to generate around him. So there's no perfect solution. I think the administration's made a very good call in this particular case.
McIntyre also supported disposing of bin Laden's body at sea. A jury has been selected in the Brazos County trial of a Houston woman accused of drunk driving when her sports car struck a College Station police car. The crash in January of last year resulted in serious injuries to Officer Tracy Sheets, who was pinned inside her patrol car. Two passengers were also hurt in the Maserati driven by 23-year-old Alex Ford. That collision on Eagle Avenue between Victoria and Longmire was shortly after police reported Ford driving 60 miles an hour in the Northgate area. Ford, who is charged with intoxication assault, has been free on bond since her arrest shortly after the wreck. If convicted, Ford faces up to 10 years in prison. Sheets returned to light duty last August. The list is 25,000 cities and growing where a web provider allows anyone with a smartphone to report code enforcement problems. The city of College Station is adapting the service called cclickfix.com. Planning and Zoning Director Bob Cowell says the service will be there regardless of the city's participation.
There are 25,000 communities that are identified by the web vendor, the vendor that's taking care of this independent of us. And when we actually started looking at this system, there were people already loading complaints to the city of College Station on there, assuming we were actually using it. And so even if we had no involvement in it, you still would have that potential possibility.
For those without smartphones, Cal says complaints can still be reported in more traditional ways.
We have a work order system in the city that's behind this that Chris had mentioned. You know, it's going to the code officer, and in whatever form we get it, whether it's through an email, a walk-in, a drive-by, a C-click-fix, or any of those kinds of things, that's getting entered into our work order system and generating that work order and tracking that so that we go through that. So behind the scenes, it'll be treated like any other case.
Currently, College Station is processing code enforcement complaints through the cclickfix.com service. There are a few new ideas on how to move rainy day fund money around or even spend less of it in the Senate budget plan. Robert Wood has details on that from Austin.
Senators are trying to figure out a way to gain consensus on a budget plan, with one of the big sticking points being spending more rainy day fund money. There are now a couple of ideas that would change the way that money is spent, or maybe not spend as much. One is to move the rainy day money out of the main budget and put it in the bill to close this year's deficit. Bryan Republican Steve Ogden says that's worth considering.
With respect to that discussion, I would like to postpone it till we get to the floor.
That could be Wednesday. Another idea is to make some spending contingent on higher tax revenues because of high oil prices and an improving economy rather than spending rainy day fund money. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And Texas senators took another step toward passing a requirement that doctors conduct a sonogram before performing an abortion. The most controversial aspect of the bill approved Monday is a 24-hour waiting period between the procedures unless the woman lives more than 100 miles away. Republican State Senator Dan Patrick says the bill gives women information about the procedure they want performed. Opponents say it's designed to intimidate and traumatize women seeking an abortion. The legislation has been bouncing between the House and Senate as lawmakers work out a final version. WTAW News Time, 7:36, 51 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. More news coming up at 8 o'clock or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Number one, it's a position you have to earn. St. Joseph knows. After being assessed side by side with every hospital in the nation by Health Grades, St. Joseph has been awarded the number one ranking in Texas for orthopedic surgery. For St. Joseph, it means never resting to be the best. For you, it means you could go anywhere in Texas and not find a higher ranked orthopedic surgery hospital. Close to home, number one ranking. That's the St. Joseph difference.
Hey, Brazos Valley, it's Leah with Zorneman Flooring.
By now you've probably heard about our warehouse fire, but we're still open for business in the same location. Zornemann Flooring wants to thank all of our loyal customers for their continued support. At Zornemann Flooring, we take pride in providing you with our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. And we won't let a little warehouse fire get in the way of providing you with the best flooring the Brazos Valley has to offer. For all your flooring needs, call Zornemann Flooring today at 776-2800.
Brad Hildebrand from Hilco Metal Roofing.
Hilco Metal Roofing has been locally owned and servicing the Brazos Valley since 1998, and we're very excited to be in a new location on Highway 6 in Navasota. Of course, Hilco Roofing is still your source for residential metal roofing, but we now offer a full line of metal products, such as steel, pipe, and pre-engineered building packages. Hilco invites you to stop by and see us. We have experienced, friendly staff ready to help you with that new carport, metal roof, or storage building you've always wanted. And since we're the manufacturer, we will save you money. We have a state-of-the-art trim shop with quick turnaround on metal building and roofing components, and we offer fast, friendly hometown service the large chains can't provide. For a free custom building or material quote, stop by and see us at Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply, 2 miles south of Navasota on Highway 6, or give us a call at 936-825-0500. That's 936-825-0500. We're open Saturdays till noon for your convenience. Hilco Metal Roofing and Building Supply.
Howdy, I'm Celia Goode Haddock. Less than a year ago, we elected our mayor to lead our city in the right direction. She and the council are doing just that. They cut the city spending by nearly $4 million, resolved old lawsuits, halted the convention center project, and successfully brought new businesses and jobs to the area. If you look at the facts, College Station is headed in the right direction. Vote against recalling your volunteer mayor and council members.
Political advertisement paid for by Citizens Against Recall.
Let's do some weather, shall we? Got some for you. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years. Call Charles Culver at 775-2929 at 775-2WAY.
We are really having a difficult time getting any rain into the region. Heavy rain, which was over the central part of the state, headed up into Missouri, exactly where they don't need it overnight. Where we need it, unfortunately, showers have been dying out, and they'll continue to do so this morning. Eventually, we'll turn partly sunny, highs near 75. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 50. Partial sun near 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 50 to 55, and it's mostly sunny, pretty close to 80 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
28th meeting between the Yankees and the Roadrunners on the baseball diamond tonight in San Antonio. The Yankees have won the last six between the two teams. We'll talk about that. The NBA playoffs, the Mavs beat the Lakers in game one of that Western Conference semifinal. Got that and more coming up in sports.
There you are. So the most prescribed medicines, the most prescribed medicines.
Oh, that little purple pill.
I don't know what that means.
It means nothing to me.
Okay. For the digestion.
Yeah, number six.
That's Nexium.
Nexium.
Prilosec. Okay, Prilosec, the antacid drug. That's number six.
But you can get that over the counter now.
Number five would be Norvasic. I think Norvasic. It's an angina. Blood pressure medicine. Number four is Synthroid, which is a synthetic thyroid hormone. Number two, Lisinopril. That's a blood pressure medicine. Number two is Zocor. And number one, hydrocodone.
Duh. Oh,
there you go.
Got that pain going on.
Well,
not anymore.
Got that good feeling going on. What you got?
Hydrocodone.
That's enough of that. All right, so real 911 calls. Real 911 calls. They surveyed 911 dispatchers. Some days that probably can be an unusual job in an okay, kind of a fun way. Quite often it's not. Quite often there's some sad things that happen. But, for instance, phone call to 911. My son won't behave.
You'd be surprised how many times that one comes in.
Yeah, probably so. Come take care of this. The Iranians have kidnapped my brother. He was on the bar stool next to me, and now he's gone. There's a rooster running around our yard. I'm being attacked by squirrels. My big toe is stuck in the vacuum cleaner.
Ugh.
Here's the one the guy whispered into the phone. My wife has fallen on the floor. Mm. She's 200 pounds more than I can pick up.
Oh, my.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so now we've got this, what is it, see, click, fix? Is that right?
Something like that, yeah.
The idea that I guess you see eyesores within the community, and you go to see, click, fix. I kind of prefer to name it Narc Out Your Neighbor, but, you know, that kind of rolls off the tongue a little better, I think, too. But Bob Cowell from the city of College Station said that there, in fact, were postings about the city of College Station before College Station ever joined the network.
Yeah. How about that?
Huh.
So, all right. So, I mean, you think about that. You could just get in your car for the weekend and decide just to drive around and, you know, go ahead and post stuff about. Now, do they want pictures, or they just want you to text the stuff in, or is that any number of ways? I guess you could do that.
Yeah, I mean,
go to the website.
I'm sure because it's a smartphone, you can even send in pictures.
Yeah,
so.
You could send in pictures. So you could drive to cities nearby that you don't like and take pictures and send it back and just post it. Now, I guess I need to go to the C Click Fix website. You know, do they post it by city? Because I mean, that could be a title to be won by somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, Zobchikville could be out there and be the, you know.
Really?
The city. Well, I don't know.
Zobchikville?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Why not? You never know.
Played that one, didn't you?
Yeah. Did I?
Zobchikville?
It just came to mind.
Really? I mean, not top of mind when we think a little, you know, our list of not whole communities around here.
Well, that's so. I didn't. I chose one that wasn't around here. Just kind of a little bit out and beyond.
That was near Temple, isn't it?
Oh, it is. It's in Bell County.
Yeah,
yeah. Used to go. They have a good place to eat over there, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, that's where the Green Smokehouse
is.
Yes, sir. I drive by there quite a bit when I do high school football.
Yeah, not bad. You could do a lot worse. So in Australia, a man broke into a nurse's home, stole her checkbook and clothes, and then went to her bank to try to withdraw money from her accounts.
I'd like to.
I really am, Jane.
He put on the victim's sweater and skirt, plus his own long wig, and pretended to be the nurse. But the bank teller got very suspicious when the odd-looking woman at the counter said that she reacted in a negative way when the teller told her that there had been a hold put on her account because somebody had called to say there was a problem. Police showed up to arrest the nurse and take it away. So, once again, crime not paying. You know, I was gone for a couple of days. Did you do this story that talks about 154 million U.S. Americans are maybe breathing pollution every day?
No. In fact, I saved that one for you. That one was yesterday. I saved that one for you because we obviously need some musical accompaniment for that.
We do.
Or at least an introduction.
I would agree.
Just hold your breath. It's like getting a CAT scan for your entire life. Breathe in.
Or you could
hold your breath.
You could take air in quick gulps. You could do that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so there you go. All right. So we had a caller, but two callers, but they went away. No, what they're saying is that. That about 154 million U.S. Americans, or more than half our population, live in areas where the air is so polluted.
How polluted is it?
It's often dangerous to breathe. California cities top the list of U.S. American cities with the worst pollution, according to the State of the Air 2011. Residents in Honolulu and Santa Fe, New Mexico, on the other hand, are in luck. Those two cities had air that is among the nation's cleanest. Okay, I'm just going to say Honolulu and Santa Fe are also pretty expensive places to live. So we pay less, but we breathe worser air. So we're good for that. I see once again Sony has done a good job of protecting your personal information.
Yeah.
77 million registered accounts, you know, in their PlayStation network.
Mm-hmm.
And right over here I have another story that there's been another 40 million names that have gotten out. So way to go, Sony. That's gonna do well for you. So, story today about how a group can change the way we think. It's called Under the Influence. People often misread the behavior of others, and then they adjust their behavior to match that, like lemmings to the sea. As a result, the actual norm can shift. Researchers at Princeton University and other schools have studied how college students often drink more because they thought other students were drinking more. Students think that the typical college student drinks more than they do at parties or bars or football games or whatever. They see that behavior in line with what their expectations are of normal. Did they do this at Brigham Young? Peers may, well, I mean, let's talk about that. But then peers may compliment them on their drinking.
Yeah, they did it at BYU. We have some audio from the test.
See?
Yeah. Yeah. See, what happens is you drink and then somebody compliments you on your drinking. So that reinforces the behavior.
You sure can't hold your liquor, sweet thing.
See, and then the other thing is the people who aren't behaving that way, well, you don't see them. I mean, there are good students out there that are doing good things, and they're studying and doing the kind of stuff they're supposed to.
Yeah,
not out drinking.
Not every college student texts and drives.
Yes.
Not every college student cuts you off in traffic. Not every college student does keg stands and takes pictures of it and posts it on Facebook.
Yeah. But you don't tend
a
to.
A lot do.
But a lot of them do.
But you don't see the ones who aren't in that behavior. Then administrators tell them not to drink too much, and what does that do? But, of course, that causes them to want to belong to the peer group that does, and the cycle loops back on itself. The more evidence they see of drinking, the more they believe that typical students drink. Thus, the party schools. I mean, if you go to one of the, because we always do that, right, the top 5 or 10 schools that party the most, if you go there, isn't there a level of expectation? I mean, you go to the University of Colorado with a purpose. You go to Arizona State to want to do that. You go to the University of Texas knowing that it's going to be around. So are you going to be a part of that, or are you going to go be a serious college student?
You go to Arizona State or Colorado.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to focus totally on academics.
Yeah. Are you troubled by painful, ugly spider veins or varicose veins? It's time to wave goodbye to these veins with VeinWave or the venous closure procedure in the comfort of our new office. I'm Dr. Andy Hansen, and I pioneered bringing the latest treatment for spider veins and varicose veins here to the Brazos Valley. As a board-certified cardiovascular surgeon treating veins for over 30 years, this new technology is exciting with a 98% success rate. To find out more, please contact our office at 979-696-VEIN or check our website at CentralTexasVeinCenter.com. Don't let your veins become a pain, and don't forget to vote for us at Best of the Brazos.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Throw out your razor and forget about tweezing, plucking, and waxing to get rid of unwanted hair. Now you can safely, quickly, and comfortably eliminate embarrassing facial or body hair forever. Using the latest laser technology, our hair removal treatments for men and women will make sure you get to the root of the problem and get rid of that unwanted hair once and for all. Call Childs Dermatology today at 979-696-4444 and discover how our elite MPX laser is superior to all other lasers in destroying unwanted hair permanently.
You've probably seen those bumper stickers that say, "If you can read this, thank a teacher." But a teacher's value goes far beyond reading, writing, and arithmetic. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It's nice to think that after school, every kid goes home to a loving mom and dad. But we all know that's not the case, and it certainly wasn't for me. I was living in a chaotic foster care situation during elementary school, and my school and my teachers were a genuine refuge for me. It was the only place I could find affirmation and self-worth. In fact, I'll always remember Mrs. Bandy, and actually she was the school nurse. But during this time, many days, I would simply walk out of class sobbing. I'd sit on a hill and just cry. Mrs. Bandy would come out and put her arm around me and say, "You know what, Jimmy? It's going to be okay." Those small words of care and concern meant so much to that little child's heart. Later in high school, I had a football coach, Paul Morrow, who did the same thing. He invested in me, and he cared for me. And you know what? He loved me. Coach Morrow made a tremendous impact on my life. Every day in schools everywhere, there are teachers and coaches and staff members making these same kinds of investments in their students. They're not only passing along knowledge, but in many cases, they're offering love and care that their students can't find anywhere else, even at home. And you know what? We owe them our respect and our gratitude.
To help your family thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Betsy, a hairstylist at a busy salon, talks about the Keurig brewing system, the single-cup coffee system with over 200 varieties of coffees, teas, and more.
Keurig means good coffee. We have hundreds of clients every day, and just about everyone has a cup of Keurig coffee.
So why is anyone still drinking stale coffee from a pot?
I'm stumped on that one.
Me too, Betsy. To get Keurig in your office or to tell the world what Keurig means to you, visit KeurigMeans.com. That's KeurigMeans.com.
Gift card for a day at the spa. Picture frame with your picture, of course. One Hallmark card. A good pen to write a nice note. John Halligan has a great mom, so he ran to Walgreens to get some great gifts for Mother's Day. With no lines, it took him 6 minutes to grab what he needed. That gives John more time to spend with mom. Right now, buy one, get one free on select fragrances. And get a spa robe set for just $9.99. Mom will love that. Simplify your shopping. With Walgreens, there's a way.
One more time, good Tuesday morning, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville at 7:53. Let's take another look at your sports. NBA playoffs last night. How about the Dallas Mavericks? They start the Western Conference semifinal with a two-point win over the Lakers at the Staples Center. Dirk Nowitzki scored 28 points. Kobe Bryant had 36, but it was not enough. He also had a turnover with 5 seconds left that gave Dallas the win. Dallas trailed by 5 with 3.5 minutes left, but finished the game with a 9-2 run, including Nowitzki's go-ahead free throws with 19 seconds left, followed by Bryant's turnover. Game 2 is tomorrow night in Los Angeles. In the East, another road team wins. Atlanta tops the Bulls in Chicago 103-95. Joe Johnson had 34 points. They'll play Game 2 in Chicago tomorrow. Tonight, Boston is at Miami in Game 2 in the East, and the Heat are up 1-0. Memphis at Oklahoma City with the Grizzlies up 1-0. Aggie baseball team has 5 straight non-conference games starting tonight. They'll be in San Antonio to take on the Roadrunners of UT San Antonio. The Aggies have lost 4 straight non-league games, including midweekers to Houston, Rice, TCU, and Sam Houston State. Tonight at Nelson Wolf Stadium, they'll meet UTSA, where the Roadrunners, under former A&M player Sherman Corbett, are struggling at 21-24. First pitch at 6. We'll be on the air at 5:30 for the pregame here on 1620. The Aggies are coming off a 3-2 win over Missouri that did salvage one game in the Big 12 series at Columbia and left the Aggies tied for the Big 12 lead with Texas. A&M will stay in non-conference next as they host Dallas Baptist Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday afternoon at Olsen Field. Now, A&M right-hander Derek Hadley will get the ball tonight in San Antonio against the Roadrunners. A&M has won the last 6 over UTSA, and this the 28th meeting between the two teams. Taps baseball playoffs start tonight. The Eagles of St. Joseph and the Eagles of Brazos Christian are both hosting. St. Joseph Eagles, though, are hosting Pasadena First Baptist at 7 o'clock in Mumford. That's because St. Joe's has no lights at their field. The BC Eagles will host Brazosport Christian at Bryan Viking Field at 7. The Bryan Viking baseball team will start the playoffs against Mesquite this weekend, while third-ranked A&M Consolidated will meet DeSoto in the first round this weekend. We'll have more on that coming up in the next couple of days. We read this morning that Gerard Johnson was the first player picked in yesterday's United Football League draft. He was chosen by the Hartford Colonials of Connecticut. The UFL is starting its third year of existence. They include teams in Hartford, Las Vegas, Omaha, Sacramento, and in Virginia. Now, former Aggie punter Justin Brantley plays for the Destroyers of Virginia, and former A&M wideout Robert Ferguson plays for the Omaha Nighthawks. Former Brian High running back Cedric Steptoe will be Johnson's teammate in Hartford. They're coached by former Houston Oiler head coach Jerry Glanville. Major League Baseball, the Rangers lose to Oakland yesterday afternoon in 10 innings, 5-4. The Astros in Cincinnati postponed by rain in Cincy. Texas at Seattle to start a series tonight, while Houston will try again with the Reds. Big 12 tournament champion A&M men's tennis team, along with the women's team, will find out today their NCAA marching orders at a watch party with the fans at the classroom at the Mitchell Tennis Center. It'll be on NCAA.com with the women's field announced at 4 and the men at 4:30. Certainly the men are hoping to host a first and second round, while after winning the automatic bid and finishing with a dual match record of 27-5, they are headed for their 18th straight NCAA tournament. The women are counting on their 12th straight NCAA appearance. The Miami Heat will break from tradition and not have any entertainer sing the national anthem before tonight's Game 2 of the Eastern Conference playoff series with the Boston Celtics. Instead, the Heat are encouraging fans to sing it themselves. The announcement was made by the Heat the day after the announcement that Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden was killed by U.S. forces in Pakistan. The Heat say that tonight's game will include a special military salute. Last night around the country at ballparks and arenas, teams and their fans saluted America's military heroes. In Washington, the Nationals had previously scheduled Military Appreciation Night at Nationals Park. The thousands of fans rose to applaud returning military members. The Nationals, wearing what they called red, white, and blue patriotic uniforms, provided their own standing ovation. The World Series champion San Francisco Giants stood in the visiting dugout and bullpen, clapping too. A day after the Phillies fans shouted USA, USA when the news spread during the New York Mets-Phillies game at Citizens Bank Park, Flyers rooters echoed the chant before the NHL playoff matchup against the Boston Brewers. And at Fenway Park, a large American flag was draped over the 37-foot green monster before Boston hosted the LA Angels. Members of the military lined up along the warning track in front of the wall and helped carry the flag off the field. The Red Sox and the Angels stood along the foul lines in a moment of silence to honor the victims of 9/11. And the San Diego Padres, who billed themselves as the team of the military, wore their camouflage jerseys for the game against Pittsburgh. So a lot of honoring of the military at this very special time. And that's your look at sports. Good morning, everyone. At 7:59, I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Imagine for a moment what your life would be like if you lost mobility in your hands, fingers, even your arms. It's hard to picture until it's gone. Melissa Merritt with Texas Hand Therapy is a physical therapist certified in hand therapy with over 25 years experience. At Texas Hand Therapy, they treat hand, wrist, elbow, and shoulders suffering from chronic pain, nerve injury or trauma, hypersensitive scars, and more. Call 776-5533. Texas Hand Therapy, a different...
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. How did we get Osama bin Laden?
Many, many years of painstaking analysis.
White House counterterror advisor John Brennan. The mission in Pakistan didn't just take out the terror leader. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson explains live in Washington.
Dave, they got a lot of electronics and computer hard drives at bin Laden's compound. Those now in the hands of CIA experts who are analyzing and will eventually act. Police say it's about, experts say it's about quality over quantity. And while there's a lot of data, it could be just a nugget or two that will make the difference in the drive to break the back of Al-Qaeda.
Rich, will we see proof bin Laden is dead? Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
Well, the big question today is whether the White House will release the photo of the corpse of Osama bin Laden. There is concern that without it, there could develop a myth that he's still alive. Meanwhile, White House counterterrorism advisor John Brennan tells Fox News that they were willing to take bin Laden alive.
He would have had the opportunity to surrender if they were confident it could be done securely.
But the firefight ruled that out. Meantime, members of Congress are demanding to know how bin Laden could live right in the heart of Pakistan for so many years without the government knowing about it.
Mike, President Obama was cheered by Republicans and Democrats at a White House dinner for congressional leaders.
There is a pride in what this nation stands for.
Thursday, the president will go to New York to meet 9/11 victims. A group of Boy Scouts missing in Arkansas rescued. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes updates this live.
Dave, the six Boy Scouts and their two leaders were rescued by helicopter in the Ouachita Mountains. The group was stranded by high water since Sunday. Searchers spotted their campfire last night and launched the rescue this morning. The scouts were hiking near the Little Missouri River, the same place where 20 campers were killed last year by flash floods, Dave.
Todd, a lot of farmland flooded out in Missouri. Intentionally, the Army Corps of Engineers blew a hole in a levee along the swollen Mississippi River to try to spare the town of Cairo, Illinois, from being flooded, but 100 homes will be flooded as well. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
See that blue OnStar button on your mirror? Push it, and you could be one of 10 people to win the Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, or Cadillac of your choice. Even if you're not an OnStar customer, even if you've never pushed your OnStar button before, go ahead and push it, and maybe, just maybe, you could win a top-end Cadillac CTS-V coupe, a GMC Sierra heavy-duty truck, a Chevrolet Camaro convertible, a stylish Buick LaCrosse. Heck, choose a cargo van if that's your thing. It's the vehicle of your choice. Just push your blue OnStar button, stay on the line to talk to an advisor, and you could be one of 10 people to win. There's no obligation. It's called the OnStar Push-On Sweepstakes, because it's all about reaching up and pushing that blue button. Now. Sweeps exclude Chevrolet Volt. No purchase necessary. Visit OnStar.com for rules and alternate entry details. Void where prohibited. Ends May 31st, 2011. Must be 18 years of age or age of majority and U.S. or Canadian legal resident. Limit 3 entries per person regardless of entry method. But only one blue OnStar button pushed per vehicle.
There's a reason that Prosperity Bank has been voted the best bank in the Brazos Valley for 2 years running. The real bankers at Prosperity, no banking and no business. Texas-based, Texas strong. Prosperity is committed to helping Texas business owners take advantage of opportunities for growth and is making loans right now. Thanks for voting Prosperity Bank the best of the Brazos Valley for 2009-2010. We would appreciate your vote this year. Voting begins June 1st. Prosperity Bank, real bankers, not just a bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, ProsperityBankTX.com.
Because it's a buyer's market right now, if you're trying to sell your home, you absolutely want to make sure you get top dollar out of your investment. But again, because it's a buyer's market, you may get into some serious negotiations. If that happens, you want to make sure someone is looking out for your best interest. Zweiker and Associates specialize in negotiations. They are experts in the art of negotiation. In fact, they go into negotiation from a position of strength, knowing everything they've done can help maximize your real estate investment. Zweiker and Associates prides themselves on taking care of your needs. And in a buyer's market, when the buyer may have leverage, you want to make sure that you as a seller has as much of an advantage as possible going into that negotiation process. Zweiker and Associates, find out what they can do for you. Check them out online at zarealestate.com. That's zarealestate.com. Zweiker and Associates, zarealestate.com.
Classic style and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A Marriott home is not only attractive, but it's functional and sensible. A Marriott home retains its appeal and value for many years. Magnificent homes with superior workmanship and long-lasting durability are characteristics of a Marriott home. This is Coulter Marriott, and we feel that your home should be an expression of you. Our family has been building in Brazos Valley for over 33 years, one home at a time. Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best in the Brazos Valley 5 years running.
Just point, click, permit.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, now is the time to register for your 2011-2012 parking permit. Go online to transport.tamu.edu before July 12th and register.
It's fast. It's easy. Just point, click, permit.
Anytime, day or night, log on. transport.tamu.edu. Don't wait. Register for your 2011-2012 parking permit right now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services, moving forward for you.
It's Saturday morning. You've got a toothache. You need to get in touch with your dentist, and you need to do it fast. You want to talk to a dentist. You call the office. There's nobody to answer because it's the weekend. What good does it do when you want to talk to somebody and all you get is an answering machine? You need to talk to a person to find out the next available time that you can see the dentist. If you are in the medical field, think about this. Answering machines drive customers away. People want access. They want immediate answers and attention. For less than $3 a day, Brian 800 Answering Service works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Brian 800 Answering Service will always be here locally in town with live people answering calls when you're away and when you're in need. There are no long-term contracts required, so get in touch with Brian 800, their answering service. That's Brian 800 Answering Service. They are locally owned and operated. Call them at 775-4800 or click brian800.com.
WTAW News Time, 8:06, 51 degrees right now at the studio. Sunshine today with a high in the lower 70s. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after this look at news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. The death of Osama bin Laden took the cooperation of four U.S. agencies. Dave McIntyre of the Texas A&M Integrative Center for Homeland Security compared the victory to a failed rescue mission in Iran more than 30 years ago.
And at that point is when the United
United States Congress, not the military, interestingly enough, begin the drive toward a joint operation command. And it culminates these decades later, after hard work by many people, with a Navy SEAL team repelling out of Army helicopters covered by Air Force assets working for the CIA. It took us a long time to put this together, and Godspeed to the guys who've been working on it.
McIntyre also supports the decision to kill bin Laden and dispose of his body at sea.
There will be people later who say, oh, like Robin Hood, he's still alive. They just said he was dead. We don't have any proof. Show us the body. There will be those people. Then, on the other hand, if we displayed the body and said, everybody come take a look, do your own DNA, and they say, oh, well, now you haven't been respectful to the religion and to the individual. So there's no perfect solution. I would be very surprised if we do not have strong evidence, DNA, photographs, and so forth, which can be used for anybody who says, no, no, this never happened.
McIntyre says politics was the biggest hurdle to overcome, saying Congress had to pull money out of each military branch to pay for the special operations team that led to bin Laden's death. Nearly a year and a half ago, the life of a College Station police officer was forever changed by an accused drunk driver. A Brazos County jury has been picked in the trial of a Houston woman charged with intoxication assault. Prosecutors say 23-year-old Alex Ford was under the influence while driving a Maserati in the Northgate area at 60 miles an hour in a 35-mile-an-hour zone. A short time later on Eagle Avenue between Longmire and Victoria, the sports car struck a stopped patrol car head-on. Officer Tracy Sheets was trapped in the cruiser and had to be removed. Sheets, who was critically injured, returned to light duty last August, 8 months after the crash. Ford and two passengers were also hurt. If convicted, Ford could get up to 10 years in prison. City of College Station is attempting to manage new technology. If you have a smartphone, you can go online to cclickfix.com. Planning and Zoning Director Bob Cowell says the website provider lets you report code enforcement problems, among other things. During a presentation at the last city council meeting, Councilwoman Janet McMillan was concerned of a Big Brother effect.
Some people get angry with their neighbors, and rather than taking the time to deal with them, the instant gratification of social media or whatever gives you an opportunity to react rather than respond. And my concern with that is just that, you know, the public acceptability, is it too much intervention in the lives of basic citizens?
Cal says McMillan's concern is an issue with the 25,000 other cities with which the web provider works.
We think by us having involvement in it, we'll be monitoring it regularly enough to try to catch those kinds of abuses of it and be able to catch those. Because, yeah, I mean, you want to make sure that it's being used as a positive tool. And if it's not, taking those immediate actions. And then long term, if it continued to have that be a problem, then that's time to reevaluate. Is it really doing what it's supposed to do?
Cal says cclickfix.com is a service that will be there regardless of the city's participation. Attorneys for condemned inmate Kerry Kerr are trying to keep him from becoming the first Texas prisoner executed with a new drug.
Barring a last-minute stay of execution, 46-year-old Kerr is set to die in Huntsville for the rape and murder of a woman near Fort Worth 10 years ago. Michelle Lyons with the Texas Department of Criminal Justice comments on today's scheduled execution.
This will be the first execution that we would carry out with pentobarbital, which we adopted earlier this year.
Texas had to switch to the controversial pentobarbital as one of the three drugs in the lethal injection process because of a nationwide shortage of a sedative previously used. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
And the top University of Texas System region is suggesting increasing undergraduate enrollment by 10% each year for 4 years and cutting tuition system-wide by about half. The Austin American-Statesman reports Regents Chairman Gene Powell proposed the goals in an April 7th memo. A system spokesman says the document was only shared with other regents and a few system executives for discussion only. No action by the board has been scheduled. WTAW News Time is 8:11, 51 degrees right now. The news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news coming up at 8:30 or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
This is Jeff Smith, General Manager of Pioneer Steel. We all enjoy good old-fashioned customer service. At Pioneer Steel, we understand this, and when you walk in our door, you're not just another customer. You're a new relationship that extends much beyond that. Family-owned and operated since 1943, Pioneer continues to serve you with the highest quality products and personalized service. For all your steel, pipe, roofing, and metal building needs, trust Pioneer Steel.
Pioneer
Pioneer Steel. Call 979-589-2333 or visit pioneerboys.com.
Aggie Pet Zone isn't just boarding, wellness, and daycare. They also offer training classes. Sign your canine up for anything from obedience to clicker and even agility training, and have a good time learning new skills alongside your best friend. Aggie Pet Zone now offers Puppy Pre-K, a completely free class open to any puppy under 14 weeks of age, and focuses on early socialization and training to get your pup started on the right paw. Contact the trainers at Aggie Pet Zone if you need help with your furry friend at 693-9663 or visit AggiePetZone.com for a full schedule of classes.
Hi, I'm Rachel Heffer Reynolds. I recently was married in a wonderful wedding with beautiful jewelry thanks to the Jewelry and Coin Exchange. I had been shopping all over town and my mom told me to try the Jewelry and Coin Exchange because they have such a wide variety of jewelry. Wow, mom was right. From sterling silver to platinum, they have so much to choose from. I found the perfect necklace and earrings. I purchased my husband's wedding band and he bought me matching diamond wedding bands. Since I'd shopped around, I knew the prices were the best in town. With beautiful diamond jewelry, sterling silver, and fun fashion jewelry, everyone in your wedding party is sure to find just what they're looking for. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is the friendliest and most helpful store. Go by and tell them Rachel sent you.
The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is the largest buyer for gold and silver in the Brazos Valley. They pay the most and make it quick and easy. With the A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, they are a local company you can trust. The Jewelry and Coin Exchange is located at 313B College Avenue, one block off of University in the IHOP Shopping Center, or call them at 846-2400.
813, let's do some weather. We got it for you. It's brought to you by the folks at United Roofing. 268-ROOF, or go to unitedroofingpros.com. Here's the news.
We are really having a difficult time getting any rain into the region. Heavy rain, which was over the central part of the state, headed up into Missouri, exactly where they don't need it overnight. Where we need it, unfortunately, showers have been dying out, and they'll continue to do so this morning. Eventually, we'll turn partly sunny, highs near 75. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 50. Partial sun near 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 50 to 55, and it's mostly sunny, pretty close to 80 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So,
yes,
Royce, did you get any rain at your house?
Immeasurable.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. there was enough moisture out there to realize something had happened, but that I wasn't used to.
Yeah. There you go. Crystal, did you get rain at your house?
You know, it was enough to make the dogs go out, do their business, and come back in. So
okay.
I think it worked for us.
That's not bad. That's not bad. I think there was actually rain at your new facility on Leonard Road last
hallelujah.
Night, as a matter of fact. Yeah. So that's another way. Any place it rains, it's a hallelujah moment right now. That's for sure. I want y'all to know, if you still, and of course there are many of us who can't, get enough of the Royal Wedding, the Franklin Mint, now taking orders for the official...
Oh, with limited firing days?
Yeah, I'm sure. Kate Middleton Royal Bridal Doll.
Oh, I thought it was going to be a plate.
No, the doll goes for the low, low price of $295. Of course, remember, that's 10 easy payments of $29.50 plus shipping and handling.
That's right.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, wait, but no, listen, no detail has been overlooked. Uh-huh. According to the fashion website The Hairpin... There's a fashion website called The Hairpin.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
The doll will have Kate's tiara, her satin train, her sapphire engagement ring, and her wedding band.
Her ring?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's right. And after 400,000 have been cast, mold will be thrown away.
That's right. It'll be destroyed forever.
Yes, that's right.
But you'll have to wait, guys. You'll have to wait. The dolls won't be ready to ship until this summer.
You know, they need to know that that's... Now, Princess Catherine to them.
Oh, that's right. It is.
Stop calling her Kate, you commoner.
That's right. So now,
peasant.
Now, my understanding, though, is that the honeymoon will be. You see, I knew about the honeymoon, but I didn't know anything about Osama bin Laden. Does that show us on vacation or what?
We know where your priorities are.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Really? Yeah, no, there was a story yesterday that they weren't going to honeymoon right away because he's got to go off and be in the military or something. He's got to go over to the Falkland Islands. See, why didn't we blow
them
up in the
I thought they won there. I thought that was over 25 years ago.
That's it. That's why he's there. It's safe.
That's
and,
right.
Yeah, so he's gonna
just
go
guarding
there.
The Oreos there.
Yeah, so that's
all right.
He's just going to try and rescue his hairline.
He will.
That's right.
You had a message in there somewhere before you were interrupted.
As long as his ears don't get bigger, he doesn't start looking like his dad.
Be fine. Oh. Hello.
Yeah, what was the name of the female character in The Taming of the Shrew? Wasn't it Kate?
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
You calling Princess Catherine a shrew?
Yeah.
I just like that we're quoting Shakespeare this morning. Yeah, there's nothing referencing Shakespeare. There's nothing
Romeo,
wrong with that.
Romeo, wherefore art thou?
And don't forget, we'll have a new cut from Toby Keith's upcoming CD in just a little
while. We played Toby Keith yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, we played that song.
I played Toby Keith yesterday.
Okay. What'd you play?
Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Oh, all right. Okay. Because, you know. I mean, it's Tuesday.
Yeah. Well, yesterday we put a boot in your tail feathers.
There you go. All right.
Well, I tell you what, they're just being rude today.
They are. Well, they get to be that way. I'm gone for a couple of days, and they just start.
Yeah, we got to get back used to him again.
Kind of went to your head.
I just walk in there and say, what does this button do?
Yeah. Oh, this is what Scott pushes when things go wrong. Okay.
Hey, I did. But, you know, it's funny you should say that because I lived it with the weather. All this time, I've been so critical of you with the weather. Like, come on, man. There's two forecasts. You can't find the right one.
Right.
And it happened. Yeah. I played an overnight forecast. So I was like, all right, I'm eating my words. Yeah.
It does happen sometimes. All right. Yeah. Well, but later on, we got a story on the winter spelling, too. So
The winter spelling.
Yeah, the winter spelling. So
You better go and start talking chambers.
Yeah, I know. We're going to get busy. Well, first, we're going to talk animal shelter stuff. And Crystal's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Big weekend coming up for y'all, huh?
Great weekend coming up. We are getting ready for Adopt-a-thon.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Do you got a big new location to show folks?
We really do. It's awesome. 17.5 acres, in case you haven't heard yet.
Uh-huh.
We're off of Leonard Road, right next to the Expo Center. And this year for Adopt-a-thon, we have a goal of 100 adoptions, finding 100 pets their forever homes.
Yeah.
We have giveaways, demonstrations, vendors, rescue groups. It's going to be worth your time to come out onto that property.
Contests and stuff, right? Some
kind
of competition,
yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And if you're familiar with Candy 95, which is a few studios over, Niblet's going to be the judge for our pet parade.
That's scary.
It's going to be exciting. Yeah, maybe he'll dress up too.
Yeah.
And then
there's
we have
the
pet talent contest later that day.
Really? You know what?
We'll have the pet talent contest later that day.
Maybe Niblet can win that.
Maybe.
Yeah, finish a close second. All right. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. What else?
But we're really excited because Adopt-a-thon, we're able to half price all of our pets, which is a great, great, great deal. You're getting everything that span neuter, the microchip, vaccinations, coupons, and a free vet visit with that adoption. And you can't beat that for $47.50.
No. Lots of services go along with it, too.
And you can follow the progress of our new buildings. If you're not able to make it out onto the property, it's on our Flickr account and Facebook. You do not have to have a Facebook account to be able to look at our page. All of it's linked off of BrazosAnimalShelter.org. And you can come on down and see us, but we'll be out at the new property this Saturday. Perfect day to come and see us.
Now, are people who already have animals welcome to bring their animals out?
Oh, please do. Okay. We will have all kinds of goodies for humans and furry people.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a good deal. All right. They want some more information then. What do they do?
They can call 775-5755 or BrazosAnimalShelter.org.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank
appreciate
you.
That. Yep. Visit with the folks at the Animal Shelter on Tuesdays. We'll visit with Royce Hickman in just a minute.
Jupiter Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to get the best roof for your money. Save on energy, too.
Hold everything. You've heard of their bulletproof roof guarantee, but now you can also get that same great guarantee when you purchase vinyl replacement windows from Schulte Roofing. Manufactured by Simonton, they offer a double lifetime transferable warranty and accidental glass breakage for 20 years. And it wouldn't be the bulletproof guarantee if I didn't tell you. If you're not 100% totally satisfied with your new vinyl windows, they're free. Call Schulte Roofing today for a free quote on vinyl replacement windows. 936-825-3690. That's 936-825-3690.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
There you go, 8:21, and here's Royce Hickman. How are you this morning?
Hey, I'm great. It's good to be with you as always.
Yes, sir.
Have a little fun with the guys.
Oh, well, that's always good. All right, what have we got for chamber stuff?
Well, we've got a few things going on. The first thing is a deluxe ribbon cutting this afternoon. That'll be from 4:30 to 5:30, and it's going to be out at the Wolf Pen Creek Amphitheater Plaza, and it's for Brazos Valley World Fest.
Okay.
And this is something I'm real proud of because this is kind of celebrates the international flavor to our community, gets our international students involved in that a big time. And if you've not been out there, Mary and I have been out there both years they've had this before, and it has been a very enjoyable experience. Again, that's this afternoon, 4:30 to 5:30, deluxe ribbon cutting. The public is invited. We're getting ready for our trip to Washington, D.C. We're headed out of here next Monday, the 9th, and we'll be gone through Thursday, the 12th. Planning to visit all 32 elected congressmen from Texas, as well as both senators. We'll go out to an agency or two and visit. We're actually going to visit this year some of the committees that are making decisions about things. We're basically taking the message up there of live within your means, guys. You know, we have to balance our budget at home. You need to be taking care of that as well. We're also looking at regulatory reform from the standpoint of let's get the costly burdens off of business, and particularly deal with conflicting regulations. Some of those are from state and federal. You get conflicting regulations, and sometimes it's different agencies within the federal government. So we're going to try to attack that problem. And then the final one is economic development, where we're basically going to say, guys, just back off and let free enterprise work. As you can see, there's nothing in there where we're really going to ask for money. We feel like it's if we're going up there saying balance your budget and cut costs, but don't cut us or don't give us more money here. That's not necessarily a good message. But have 23 going, and we'll visit with you more about that when we get back. When we do get back, we have a business after hours on May the 19th, and this year that's going to be at the Bank and Trust. We'll be at their new location, which is on Texas Avenue, just north of Villa Maria. And that'll be our normal 5:30 to 7, and we would invite you to come out and join us for that as well. And on Wednesday, May the 25th, I'm very excited about our third annual Chamber Day. This is a day where we go out and visit businesses in the community. We're not just chamber members. We'll take a geographic area and visit all the businesses in that area. And we will basically see how business is going for them, how the economy is impacting them, what we can do for them, and thank them for being in business in Bryan College Station and for the jobs that they create. Now, this is a fun day. It's a very enjoyable experience. Get a chance to meet people. We're able to visit a lot of businesses because of volunteers, and we are asking those that are interested in joining us for Chamber Day, give us a call at 260-5200, ask for Dina, and we'll get you plugged into Chamber Day. We definitely need, and we can take you just for the morning or the afternoon or all day, whatever works for you. And just real quickly, we still have our Chamber Board up. Jobs or postings for members are free through September 30th. That's recent action of our board. And there's over 70 jobs posted. Just get on our website, www.bcschamber.org, and go to the job board section. In addition to our deluxe ribbon cutting for World Fest today, we have one tomorrow at Sun State Equipment, 1515 Shiloh Avenue at 11:30, and Friday Elder Aid on 508 West 15th at 11:30. Platinum Member Spotlight this week, St. Joseph's Manor. As always, it's good to be with you, and we certainly appreciate the St. Joseph Manor folks.
Absolutely. Thank you, man.
You bet.
Folks, we visit the folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Exciting changes are coming to Bryan. The Bank and Trust will be opening its newest location at 2900 South Texas Avenue. Keep listening to this station for news about exciting promotions for our friends and customers. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers, member FDIC.
Pride Cleaners has the technology to better serve you. Annoying staples on paper tags are a thing of the past. At both locations of Pride Cleaners in Bryan and College Station, they offer a tagless identification system to help you track your garments from start to finish. And you don't have to wait till 5 to check on your clothes, because Pride Cleaners will send you an email notification the moment your clothes are ready. It's never been more convenient to go to the cleaners. Pride Cleaners. Become a fan on Facebook or click pridecleaners.net. Pride Cleaners. Taking pride in how you look.
I'm Dave South, and welcome to Inside Aggie Athletics, brought to you by the College Station Medical Center. Our hospital is an Aggie tradition, healthcare. It's what we do. A reminder, fans, for the latest news, scores, schedules, releases, listen to this radio station or go to AggieAthletics.com. We'll have today's Inside Aggie Athletics reports in a moment. Aggie Baseball's inviting out all local youth sport teams in the Brazos Valley to attend an Aggie Baseball game for a parade on Olson Field to honor the kids who have excelled in competition. The Celebration of Excellence will take place before the game Saturday, May 7th, against Dallas Baptist at 2:05. Each player and coach will receive one complimentary ticket to the game, and parents of the players can purchase tickets for only $4. For more information, contact the Marketing Department, 979-862-5431. Hey, for those of you in the local market, I certainly hope you'll take advantage of that. Bring your Little League team out this weekend to Olson for that game on Saturday. Again, we'll have first pitch at 2:05. And again, call the Marketing Department for more information about that event out in Olson. Texas A&M baseball team is on the road traveling down to San Antonio to take on the Roadrunners. That game will be played at Wolf Stadium for those of you in the San Antonio market. Invite you out to support the Aggies tonight in that one. Last year here at Olson, Texas A&M beat UTSA 14-5. Shane Meeks ended up getting the win. Clayton Ellard got the start. Aggies had 14 runs, 14 hits, and one error. UTSA 5-7-1. Got a little string going now against UTSA. We have won the last five games in a row. The last time we'll lose was in San Antonio. That was back in 06. That was on the 12th of March for that one. Lost it 4-3. Matter of fact, they had won the game before the College Station 6-3, so we had back-to-back losses, but now have reeled off five straight wins, getting the last two 16-6 and 14-5, and both of those played at Olson Field. So we'll be there tonight in San Antonio at Wolf Stadium. We'll have first pitch at 6 o'clock in the local market, WTAW, 1620 a.m., will be the broadcast location, our flagship station. We'll start at 5:30 with that broadcast tonight with Kevin Hurley and myself. This weekend now, Dallas Baptist is a Thursday through Saturday series. Dallas Baptist and Texas A&M at Olson on Thursday night at 6:35, same time on Friday, and 2:05 on Saturday. I'm Dave South. That's Inside Aggie Athletics. If you or a loved one is considered homebound under the care of a physician and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive services a six-county area, accepts Medicare, and has an on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
It's Saturday morning. You've got a toothache. You need to get in touch with your dentist, and you need to do it fast. You want to talk to a dentist. You call the office. There's nobody to answer because it's the weekend. What good does it do when you want to talk to somebody and all you get is an answering machine? You need to talk to a person to find out the next available time that you can see the dentist. If you are in the medical field, think about this. Answering machines drive customers away. People want access, they want immediate answers and attention. For less than $3 a day, Brian 800 Answering Service works for you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Brian 800 Answering Service will always be here locally in town with live people answering calls when you're away and when you're in need. There are no long-term contracts required, so get in touch with Brian 800. Their answering service. That's Brian 800 Answering Service. They are locally owned and operated. Call them at 775-4800 or click Brian800.com.
Hi, I'm Roy Flores. I'm running for Bryan School Board at Large, Place 6. Let's be proactive, not reactive. One solution, discipline for development. Teachers need our help to maintain discipline in the classroom. Zero tolerance doesn't work and wastes too much time and money. Giving parents a choice of paying citations or corporal punishment could save our district thousands of dollars a day. My name's Roy Flores, and I would be honored to be your voice on Bryan School Board.
Vote Saturday, May 14th, paid for by the committee to elect Roy Flores, Monica Pellisota, treasurer.
Well, on Bravo Brazos Valley today, a special feature that pops up from time to time. It's called Nature Watch, and it's brought to you by the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History. And as always, Megan McMullen supplies us with this information. Do you know what kente cloth is, or that its patterns and colors have different meanings? The Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History has a new fascinating exhibit, Wrapped in Pride, Ghanaian Kente and African American Identity, on display at the museum through August 11th. And this traveling exhibit from the National Endowment of the Humanities explores the art of making kente cloth, its symbolism, and its expression of identity in African American communities. There are examples of historic and contemporary kente, a real kente loom, and samples of cloth that visitors may touch. The Ashanti people developed kente cloth in the 17th century. According to legend, two Ashanti friends learned the art of weaving by observing a spider weaving its web. For many years, kente cloth was used primarily to make royal or prestigious clothing worn for special occasions. African weaving dates back to 3000 BC, but kente cloth is special because it represents history, religious beliefs, and social values. Today, the cloth is accessible to the public, but it is still a sign of social standing, nobility, and cultural sophistication. The Asante people of Ghana and the Ebe people of Ghana and Togo make kente cloth. There are over 300 different types of cloth designs, and each one has its own name. Names can be based on patterns, colors used, or have a symbolic meaning. The cloth is hand-woven on a horizontal treadle loom, and each strip is about 4 inches wide. Kente can be created using thin fiber, cotton yarn, or a combination of European silk and cotton. The Ebe and Asante kente are similar, but the weaving process is different. Visitors to the exhibit will learn about kente weaving traditions, the history of kente, and how its use has changed throughout history. The exhibit also includes photographs and a video depicting the use of kente. While you are at the museum, take the opportunity to sign up your children and grandchildren for the Summer Nature Camp. Open registration starts May the 10th, and classes fill up fast. This year's theme includes pirates, prehistoric creatures, space exploration, sharks, and more. Discounts are available for members of the museum and to siblings. The museum is open 10 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday. Admission is $5 for adults, $4 for seniors and students. Members and children 3 and under are free. And if you join the museum, you can enjoy the traveling exhibits, the live animals in the discovery room, the Texas history displays, and the dinosaur and ice age fossils free all year long. Call the museum for more information, 979-776-2195, or check out their great website at BrazosValleyMuseum.org. That's Nature Watch. And again, thank you, Megan McMullen, for providing us with this information. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Meese and Associates.
If you are in need of legal services, please consider calling Meese and Associates Attorneys at Law. Meese and Associates, an involved community partner. Meese and Associates, attorneys who care about helping you and helping our community. Call us at 846-9608. Licensed by the State Bar of Texas, not certified by the Texas Board of Legal Specialization. Meese and Associates, attorneys at law, 846-9608.
WTAW News Time is 8:35, 51 degrees right now at the studios. High today, about 70. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mia's on Main for windows beyond measure and more. It's Mia's on Main in the Brazos Decorative Center, downtown Bryan. Good morning. I'm Chase Murphy. American politics played a major role in the death of Osama bin Laden. Dave McIntyre of Texas A&M's Integrative Center for Homeland Security says Congress had to pull money out of each military branch to pay for the special operations team.
Because every year the services would get to the end, they're short money. They take money from the joint command and put it into their, what we call Big Army, Big Navy. The Navy would rather have ships than SEALs. The Army would rather have tanks than special operations helicopters. And so it's a very difficult, dicey situation to cordon enough money, especially in a reducing budget, to make sure you build the capabilities like this. They're special, they're expensive, but boy, did they pay off this time.
McIntyre supports the decision to kill bin Laden instead of capturing him alive.
Can you imagine if he had been held someplace and we'd had a public trial? And this is one of those things like if Hitler had stayed alive at the end of the war, he'd simply have been a source for other radicals and to generate around him. So there's no perfect solution. I think the administration's made a very good call in this particular case.
Again, that's Dave McIntyre of the Integrative Center for Homeland Security. He also supported the decision to dispose of bin Laden's body at sea. A jury has been selected in the Brazos County trial of a Houston woman accused of drunk driving when her sports car struck a College Station police car. The crash in January of last year resulted in serious injuries to Officer Tracy Sheets, who was pinned inside her patrol car. Two passengers were also hurt in the Maserati driven by 23-year-old Alex Ford. That collision on Eagle Avenue between Victoria and Longmire was shortly after police reported Ford driving 60 miles an hour in the Northgate area. Ford, who was charged with intoxication assault, has been free on bond since her arrest shortly after the wreck. If convicted, Ford faces up to 10 years in prison. The list is 25,000 cities and growing where a web provider allows anyone with a smartphone to report code enforcement problems. The city of College Station is adapting the service called cclickfix.com. Planning and Zoning Director Bob Cowell says the service is going to be there regardless of the city's participation.
There are 25,000 communities that are identified by the web vendor, the vendor that's taking care of this independent of us. And when we actually started looking at this system, there were people already loading complaints to the city of College Station on there, assuming we were actually using it. And so even if we had no involvement in it, you still would have that potential possibility.
If you don't have a smartphone, Kyle says complaints can still be reported in more traditional ways. Currently, College Station is processing code enforcement complaints through the cclickfix.com service. There are a few new ideas on how to move rainy day fund money around or even spend less of it in the Senate budget plan. Robert Wood has more on that from Austin.
Senators are trying to figure out a way to gain consensus on a budget plan, with one of the big sticking points being spending more rainy day fund money. There are now a couple of ideas that would change the way that money is spent, or maybe not spend as much. One is to move the rainy day money out of the main budget and put it in the bill to close this year's deficit. Brian Republican Steve Ogden says that's worth considering.
With respect to that discussion, I would like to postpone it till we get to the floor.
That could be Wednesday. Another idea is to make some spending contingent on higher tax revenues because of high oil prices and an improving economy rather than spending rainy day fund money. In Austin, Robert Wood, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas senators, meanwhile, took another step toward passing a requirement that doctors conduct a sonogram before performing an abortion. The most controversial aspect of the bill approved Monday is a 24-hour waiting period between the procedures unless the woman lives more than 100 miles away. Republican State Senator Dan Patrick says the bill will give women information about the procedure they want performed. Opponents say it's designed to intimidate and traumatize women seeking an abortion. The legislation has been bouncing between the House and Senate as lawmakers work out a final version. WTAW News Time is 8:39, 51 degrees right now. This final look at news for the morning brought to you by Mia's on Main. More local news coming up today at noon or 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Chase Murphy, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi there, Mia with Mia's on Main here. Each year I get tons of calls for plantation shutters, but let's face it, they can be expensive. Until now. For a limited time, we're offering plantation wood shutters installed for only $18 per square foot. These quality wood shutters are custom, providing insulation, light control, and timeless beauty. Whether you're looking for custom shutters, draperies, bedding, blinds, or shades, trust your decor to Mia's on Main.
Mia's on Main, 823-MAIN. That's 823-6246. Mia's on Main in the Brazos Valley Decorative Center.
I'm Nancy Berry. You elected me mayor less than a year ago so that I could go to work for you, the citizens of College Station. As volunteers, this council has spent countless hours listening to and working for you. Recognizing that we are in a tough economy, we've prioritized spending, cutting millions from our budget. We've resolved old lawsuits, halted the convention center project, and recruited new employers that bring good jobs to our community. And that's just the beginning. Please vote against the recall so we can finish the people's business.
Political ad paid for by Citizens Against Recall.
In need of affordable health insurance for you and your family?
Hi, I'm Brian Brown with Brown & Company Insurance Services. Everyone realizes the importance of affordable health care, but most feel it's not feasible unless you work for a large company or government entity. That's simply not true, and I would like the opportunity to prove it to you.
Call Brian Brown of Brown & Company Insurance Services today for your free quote of affordable health insurance. 694-6900 or on the web at bcins.net.
If convenience, quality, and great prices are what you want out of your dry cleaners, then look no further than Hallmark Cleaners. Locally owned and operated, Hallmark Cleaners has been serving the Brazos Valley for 19 years with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations. Hallmark Cleaners offers same day, in by 9, out after 5, and drive-through convenience and personal service. They have 4 locations in Bryan College Station and 1 in Navasota. You know that you can count on the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:41. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by the area's only accredited sleep center, the College Station Sleep Center.
We are really having a difficult time getting any rain into the region. Heavy rain, which was over the central part of the state, headed up into Missouri, exactly where they don't need it overnight. Where we need it, unfortunately, showers have been dying out, and they'll continue to do so this morning. Eventually, we'll turn partly sunny, highs near 75. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, 50. Partial sun near 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 50 to 55, and it's mostly sunny, pretty close to 80 on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
8:41, I want to do this because if I don't, I'd forget it. And if I forgot it, that wouldn't be good.
Do it.
Tori Spelling.
Yeah,
how does Tori Spelling live in such a little bitty house? Star Magazine reports that the pregnant mama actress and hubby Dean McDermott, raising their two kids, I mean, it's a hovel. It's an absolute hovel.
Really?
6,700 square feet.
That's it?
That's all.
Bless her heart.
Six bedrooms, six baths, and a saline pool.
A saline pool?
Yep, that's it.
In the cement pond.
Yep.
Kids probably ain't even met each other, you know?
But no, I'm telling you, it's a lean-to, because Mama.
The widder?
The widder Spelling got that 56,000 square foot home that Tori grew up in.
Mm-hmm. My goodness.
Bumping into walls. She doesn't know where to put stuff, and she's only got 6,700 square feet. God love her. She don't know. She probably has to go to that, what's that place that's got that box storage, the storage of them box places?
Oh, yeah, the Container Store?
Yeah, that's it. She's probably at the Container Store every week saying, I got to buy some more of those things to stack stuff in the hallways.
Yeah.
Because I ain't got no closet space. She's going to be on Hoarders for long.
Ain't got no, huh?
No. But here's the story. Mama, the widder.
Mama.
Widder's got it on the market.
Mama.
Widder's got it on the market for $150 million.
Well.
Her house or Tori's?
No, her house. Oh. That 56,000 square foot. Did she ask Tori and Dean if they wanted to move in there? See, that's what I mean. If you got family and they're on the down right there, don't you want to go ahead and give them a chance to lift up? I mean, just bring them up a little bit? Because, I mean, I don't think Candy needs the money.
Mama sold a house, didn't even offer it.
I think Aaron left her in a pretty good way, so just saying.
Yeah, it's $160 million, but she protests the assessment, you know.
Yeah, really.
She went down to the office. And
she went and filed a complaint.
Yeah, she said, don't you know the fourth story is not taxed at the same rate as the first story. Don't you know nothing?
And she went down there and you know, reminded them that, A, she was a widow, and, B, she's probably getting close to, if she's not already a senior citizen, which means she's probably going to get a tax freeze.
Yeah,
so.
You're right, yeah. Yeah, think she'd vote for a tax freeze?
Man. I'm just trying to poke Scott on his first day back.
Yeah.
Said, do you know how much an elevator repairman costs these days?
Whether to have my pool cleaned or buy my medication.
That's right.
I don't know whether to pay the help or buy food.
Just horrible.
Okay.
Police in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, say three boys aged 14 and 15. Well, they can't be both, Ken. That's not very well written, is it? Well, you'll be today. I will be 15. Okay.
Okay.
But tomorrow, you're 14. All right. Anyway.
No 14 or 15-year-old boy wants to be 14 or 15. No. They all want to be 16.
Yeah, they do. You're right. They've confessed to entering two heavy construction sites last month where they basically dueled with backhoes, mashing them up against one another, kind of like a jousting, if you will, with backhoes.
Awesome.
Jousting with backhoes. Don't do this, all right? Do not do this.
Dude, back all the way up as far as you can. Are you ready? Go!
Yeah. The Chippewa Herald said these guys caused about $11,000 in damage and lucky to be alive because one of the backhoes got all tangled up in live overhead wires.
Oh.
How'd that happen?
Oh, man, there's warnings against that.
I guess you got the bucket up in that?
Had the bucket up way high.
That's awful big. Those are some low-hanging wires right there. Nonetheless, incredibly, alcohol was involved. Did I mention they're 14 and 15?
Wow.
Yeah. That's in Chippewa. Nice job, parents. A guy in Connecticut went through a lot of trouble just to mow a lawn. According to the New York Post, the unidentified man accused of getting drunk in public, stealing a mower from a school. Police said that he drove the ride-on mower. What is that, a ride-on mower? You're going to go, holy.
George Jones unavailable for comment.
I guess so. Drove the ride-on mower some 3 miles to his mama's house, cut her grass, then returned the lawnmower to the school.
Don't you know he was shaking by the time he got done?
Holy. Man, all right. A ride-on mower. Go in there to the store today. Oh, get a ride-on mower. You got a ride-on mower I can look at? Yeah, dog. Anyway, they caught in the act by security cameras. Got a Flavo Flav story. We'll do that in a little while.
All right.
Flavo Flav? Flavo Flav? Flavo Flav. Flav.
Whatever. What's his name? Flavor.
Flava.
Flavor.
Come on.
Flavo
Flav. You're not hip.
That's the guy who wears the big clock, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right.
And his last hit song was when?
Long time ago.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's right. It was a remake of Feelings, I believe.
Probably so. It's on the Gong Show.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, an estimated 226 tornadoes recorded in U.S. America from Wednesday morning to Thursday morning. That is a record for a 24-hour period.
Goodness gracious.
Between Wednesday and Friday, 312 tornadoes believed to have formed. Previous record for a single weather event was April 3rd and 4th in 1974 with 148. That's not even close. 312 and 148. That's half as many. And I guess, I don't know if you saw it, someplace on the TV, I saw where the radar was able to pick up the path of these tornadoes. It was so wide.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and again, a mile wide, I think, in some cases there in Alabama.
Just stunning.
Incredible that happened. And we're on the ground for a long, long time.
But well, and it hit me. Did you ever think that there would be a time in the United States that you would see a tornado? I mean, in this modern day, a tornado causing 300 deaths?
Yeah, no, that was one of the things we were talking about. Is in this day and time, right, when communication, when forecasting is supposed to be at the point that it is, that 300 people could die is truly stunning.
You know, but when a tornado comes right over the houses and just takes and leaves only a slab.
No, it's
you know, all the warning in the world. Where are you going to go?
That's
you know?
It.
Yeah. You know, I mean, these are people that did what you're told to do. They got in the, you know, in the bathtubs of an inner room. And
then the house was gone.
And the house was gone. Everything was gone.
This is Jim Swayze. Now, with Mother's Day coming up, and of course being the thoughtful son, it got me thinking, the best gift my mother gave me is probably the gift of reading. So, the best gift I could give her may just be the same thing. And at Half Price Books, they have a world of Mother's Day gifts. Great books on any subject or hobby your mother loves, plus music and movies, and almost everything's half price or less. And the folks at Half Price Books think the world of both you and your mom. That's why if you decide to get her a $25 gift card and send her on her own treasure hunt, they'll give you a free $5 shopping card for your own thoughtful self to come back and use in June. So share Mother's Day with your mom at Half Price Books. Give her the world, get something free for yourself. Hey, mom raised you to be smart. Half Price Books, real books, real music, and really thoughtful gifts. In their new location on University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at hpb.com.
In need of affordable health insurance for you and your family?
Hi, I'm Brian Brown with Brown & Company Insurance Services. Everyone realizes the importance of affordable health care, but most feel it's not feasible unless you work for a large company or government entity. That's simply not true, and I would like the opportunity to prove it to you.
Call Brian Brown of Brown & Company Insurance Services today for your free quote of affordable health insurance. 694-6900 or on the web at bcins.net.
Green Teams welcomes Tony Romas and Brian to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Tony Romas on the Rudder Freeway at Boonville Road uses Green Teams for its interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, it's about 10 minutes till. So a naked man led police on a three-mile foot chase through several communities in Beaver County, Pennsylvania.
Sounds painful.
Communities? Yeah. Motorists and pedestrians kept police up to speed by phoning in various sightings along the way. First, a busy intersection, then a groundskeeper from a nearby cemetery who said, "I saw his naked butt go by and I didn't want to see any more." End quote.
Wait, wasn't that a Ray Stevens song?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, this it. This is the streak in real life. By the time the police
here
he come,
running
him,
through the fruits and vegetables.
Yes, they figured he'd naked as a jaybird.
Yeah. Oh, look, Ethel.
They figured he'd run 3 miles through heavily wooded areas. God, that
once
that,
again, sounds painful.
Yeah. Charged with open lewdness. Supposed to.
It's supposed to close lewdness.
Yeah, right. Yeah. You close your lewdness, man. You hear me? Man, not sure about that. What?
When's the recall early voting start?
It's already yesterday. Started yesterday. There you go.
And it's not just recall.
Yeah, there's actually other elections.
There's actually real elections being held. So.
There are people running for office. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, wait, before you pitchfork bearers say, "Oh, you mean the recall is not a real election?" I'm talking about people being elected to office, not people being trying to be taken out. So
there are several things that, you can vote on, so there you go. Yeah. Happens to be one of them. Cops in Lake Wells, Florida, on the lookout for the worst beer thief ever. An unidentified suspect jumped out of the car in front of the Easy food store.
Uh-huh.
Then he was caught on surveillance video, heading into the store, grabbing 2 cases of Bud Light and running out. Police said that the robber tripped, fell, dropped the beer in the parking lot.
That's serious, right?
Then jumped in the backseat of the car and fled the scene empty-handed.
That's a felonious party foul.
Yes. When and if he's caught, he'll face theft charges, even though he never got to enjoy the beer. Now, bottles or cans? Because obviously...
I'm thinking, well, no, how many was it?
2 cases.
2 cases that have to be in cans. They don't do bottles in
yeah.
Yeah,
that's right. They
cases.
Do the 12-packs, I guess, but that's it. So, I mean, he could have picked them up, but maybe it busted open and they're scattered.
Oh, then you get the psss.
Yeah.
You get that one can that's just going everywhere.
Well, there are a lot of cans doing that, and they're rolling in all different directions.
Sure.
And I guess you got to cut your losses at some point.
Then you just look like a comedy of errors.
Yeah, don't want to be doing that. Florida woman also accused of slapping a horse. Central Florida News 13 says she wasn't just any, and it wasn't just any horse. It was a police horse. Wow, this is like Mungo in... Blazing Saddles.
Yeah. What's his name? The football player.
Alex Karras.
Alex Karras, yeah.
See, between the three of us, we can get the facts.
That's right.
Cops are charging 29-year-old.
News breaks, we fix it.
Yeah. 29-year-old.
Play there, get the suntan.
Yep. 29-year-old Stephanie Six.
It's my only Blazing Saddles reference, although it's one of my favorite movies.
Was charged with battery of an official police animal. Her defense, according to Stephanie, was, "I just moved his face out of my face. I didn't
get your face out of my face."
Right. Police said that also hit one of Stephanie's friends with a taser. "You like this, hon? Hey, like this, huh? How's that? Didn't give any other details. I've been gone a couple of days. So I don't know if we've had this.
Well, we won't tell you.
Police busted a cockfighting ring in Texas that was using a children's party as a front. Did you have this?
Don't think so.
That's bad audio. Never mind.
Yeah.
I found it's Mungo audio, but it's really bad. Plus, it's Blazing Saddles. It might get us a fine.
Yeah,
so.
It could be in trouble. Liberty County, which is over there on the border with Louisiana.
Good grief, they've got enough problems as it is in Liberty County.
They do.
That's where that Cleveland case is going on.
Well, that and, that's where Price Daniels, you remember that? Price Daniels' son got killed by the Derrick over there. That's about 30 years ago. That's deep East Texas over there. They're different.
Well, it is geographically deep in East Texas. Yeah. Yes. I don't know how deep they are. But.
Okay. Liberty County Sheriff's deputies arrived at the house, found what looked like a normal party, complete with your water slide.
All right. Joy jump.
Yep. But they also found loads of evidence of a large cockfighting ring, injured and dying birds only feet from the children.
Well, come on. All right. So... your child gets invited to little Sally Sue's 6th birthday party.
Yep.
And you'd pretty much rather have a root canal than to have to go. But then you find out they're going to have entertainment for the big kids, too.
Yeah.
I mean, really? Is this so wrong?
It's time. 70% of Texas voters believe it's time for a smoke-free Texas.
It's time to save Texas money and spend less money on tobacco-related health costs.
Everyone has the right to breathe smoke-free air in the workplace.
It's time for a smoke-free Texas.
So call your legislator at 1-888-NOW-I-CAN and tell them you want a smoke-free Texas.
A smoke-free Texas will save us more than $200 million a year by reducing exposure to secondhand smoke.
Making Texas workplaces smoke-free will save money and lives.
So call your legislator at 1-888-NOW-I-CAN. That's 1-888-669-4226. And tell them it's time for a smoke-free Texas.
This is legislative advertising contracted for by Christopher Hansen, President, American Cancer Society, Cancer Action Network.
Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One, talking tile.
Well, this is a natural slate from Brazil. It's one of the nicest slates on the market. The coloration's beautiful. It's just very nice quality, beautiful colors that people can use in their home.
This is unique. This is not what you normally find when you go to a tile store.
That's right. We've had it made in special sizes that you just don't see normally.
This is not just floor slate. This is for bathrooms, kitchens. It can be used everywhere.
That's right. This is a nicer quality slate that's harder and stronger. It can be used really anywhere.
What you bring to this, I think, is your love for the unique. You go overseas and you actually tour these places. You carry manufacturers that nobody else does here.
We need to have the newest colors and styles that are out on the market. And the only way to do that is to stay in touch with the industry. Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today.
Highway 6 and College Station.
Beautiful.
Hey, good morning. A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. New Orleans area man been arrested for trying to maneuver his boat through the drive-thru at the Taco Bell.
Uh-oh. I'm guessing it was attached to his truck.
Yeah,
it wasn't,
okay. Yeah, not just the boat. 58-year-old Alvin Trujillo took his 18-foot fishing boat to a Taco Bell, hitched to the back of his pickup truck, and got it wedged between two sharp 90-degree turns in the drive-thru lane.
Obviously, this was not well thought out.
No. Well, here, and you'll know why. When the fire department arrived, they noticed there was a wee bit of alcohol on Mr. Trujillo's breath.
Albert was going after that fourth meal.
That's it, because that's what they're there for. Cops were called, guy was hauled off to jail, and I guess they got the boat out as best they could. Chainsaw probably worked.
The real question is, did the price of his order that was displayed match what he was told at the squawk box?
Don't know, because he's probably, well, he might not have been able to see it either.
Yeah, really.
Could have had the little double vision thing happen. All right, on this date in history.
I love this part.
Gone with the Wind won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 1937.
That wasn't fiction.
That was true.
That was true.
That was
a biography.
1962.
Uh-huh.
1962, Walter Cronkite stepped into that chair replacing Douglas Edwards coast to coast. Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at over 11,000 for the first time in 1999, and also in 1999, late-night customers at a Madrid, Spain gas station realized the attendant was asleep. They pumped out about $1,000 worth of gas before police got there.
There you go.
You got a minute. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
All right. Director Catherine Bigelow, who did that Hurt Locker, actually has had in the works some time a movie about the search for bin Laden, and now she's got an ending for her movie,
yeah.
So it may be coming out sooner than later. As if Tuscaloosa, Alabama didn't have enough problems, yesterday they had Charlie Sheen there. But he says that he's going to give a benefit concert, so that ought to raise a couple of hundred bucks.
Oh, right? Yeah.